From the heart of Washington County, we welcome you to Potosi High School and welcome you back to coverage of high school football, the Fleeks Equipment pregame show on regional radio. Coverage of high school football on regional radio brought to you in part by Fleeks Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington, Comtree of Festus, the Doe Run Company in Park Hills, and Coles Tractor and Equipment, Coldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate, and Applebee's, all in Farmington. I'm Nathan Gertz. Glad to have you alongside tonight as we bring you the first round of the Class 3 District 1 football playoffs from Potosi. The homestanding Trojans welcome in the number 5 seed, the Perryville Pirates. Potosi, the 4 seed. Both teams in at 5-4 tonight. Both have won their last two games. Winner will guarantee themselves a season above 500, while the loser will end their season right at 500. And the winner, of course, moves on to next week's district semifinals to take on either Kennett or Donovan. We'll have score updates from that first round game coming your way throughout the night as well. Potosi and Perryville meeting for the second time this season. Trojans won the earlier matchup in Perryville 34-20. That one was back on September the 13th. We will see how Perryville fares here in the rematch tonight. We talked to both head coaches about it. You'll hear from Trojans head coach Ed Haar coming up in just a moment. But after a quick break, when the Fleeks Equipment pregame show continues, we talk to Perryville Pirates head coach Blaine Boss. That's on the other side. This is high school football on regional radio.
The leaves are turning, temperatures are falling, and the flavors of the holidays have returned to Prairie Farms. Prairie Farms flavored milks add a delightful taste to the holidays. Flavors like chocolate custard, maple pecan, sugar cookie, chocolate mint, and holiday custard. And don't forget their delicious eggnog. No holiday table would be complete without sour cream, dips, cottage cheese, and ice cream. Prairie Farms, dedicated farmers, happy cows, and good milk.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Fall is here and winter is on the way. This is Randy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, and we're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season may be. Plumbing, electrical, hardware, lumber, tools, and so much more. Stop by and see us. Check the Makita, Yeti, and Traeger Grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company, and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, hometown proud.
The McDonald's Happy Meal is 40, and area McDonald's restaurants are celebrating Thursday, November 7th. Stop by any participating McDonald's, and parents and adults will get a free cookie with every Happy Meal purchase while supplies last.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Everybody loves Mario's Italia. They serve the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pasta, salad, sub sandwiches, calzones, and my personal favorite, the stromboli. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. You'll be satisfied with all of their choices. Check out their full menu online at mariositalia.com. Dine in or have it delivered, or have them cater your next special event. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week, Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Coverage of high school football on regional radio brought to you in part by Gateway Motors of Fredericktown, the Gateway Region YMCA of St. Louis, Gilster Mary Lee of Perryville, and Gifford Lumber Company and Hearing Care Partners, both of Farmington. Brisk, clear night here in the heart of Washington County as we take a look at our Doe Run Company game time weather forecast. Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. 45 degrees here as we near kickoff of this Class 3 District 1 first-round matchup in the football playoffs. Humidity at about 44%. Very slight breeze out of the south, about 5 miles per hour. Chilly, but all in all, a beautiful night for some football on the first evening of November. They're blaring the Trojan fight song in Potosi as the blue and gold clad Trojans have taken their home field. So too has the Perryville Pirates. They're waving the Jolly Roger over there on the sideline of the Pirates, dressed in their road white with green pants, green jersey numbers, green helmets with the Buccaneer flag and Pirate logo on the side. Potosi home blue jerseys with white numbers, gold and white stripes on the shoulder pads, white pants with the white helmets with the blue numbers on the side, blue stripes right down the middle for these two teams in terms of the uniforms that they have here this evening. We mentioned the earlier win for Potosi in this matchup against Perryville back in September, and they have, in fact, dominated this matchup since 2004. They've won 15 of the 17 meetings against Perryville. We bring you inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. My name's Nathan Gertz. My partner Brandon Pavlina alongside Brandon, two teams that really love to run the football, and two teams that at times this year have had some spectacular defensive performances. That means it could likely come down tonight between a 4-seed and a 5-seed to a couple of plays here or there and to which team can avoid making big, crucial mistakes. Who do you look at tonight on either side and think in terms of the big play department, that'll be a guy that could really have a huge impact this evening?
Yeah, well, we talked about it in the pregame show a little bit that the Potosi secondary is very young. So I would expect to see Dawson Camden and Carter Dix really play a big role in this Perryville offense tonight. If Perryville is going to have a chance to win this ball game, they're going to try to move the ball down the field with the passing game at times. They clearly prefer to run the football as often as they can. They've only completed 44 passes on the season. At least that's how many Evan Doherty has. So they don't throw it a ton, but here tonight against the young secondary of this Potosi defense, I would expect to see Carter Dix and Dawson Camden be able to get in some space, make something happen, get some of those big chunk plays going to start moving the football. And then once you can do that, you got a handful of guys you could turn around and give the ball to. Grimaud, Holt, and Usery, all of those guys very talented. So I expect to see Perryville's offense trying to come out, put some points on the board here tonight after losing that first matchup against these guys. You throw that one out the window. You can look back on it. You can go back and watch film, see where you can improve, see what you need to change and learn from it. But that game happened about 2 months ago at this point. So you throw it out, completely different teams here at this stage of the season. They've grown a lot. Both teams have changed. Obviously, Coleman has settled into the new offense. And on the other side, Doherty's comfortable now with starting. I'm really excited to see this matchup. It's going to be a hard-fought battle through all the way through, I would imagine. And for the Potosi Trojans, you want a guy to look out for. Keep an eye on Andrew Coleman. Like I said, he's a third-year starter at the quarterback position. Really enjoyed the chance. I had to talk to him this summer about running this offense. Finally get a chance to see it in person here tonight, Nathan, so I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do.
These two programs have almost been mirror images of each other the last couple of years in terms of how for a 3 or 4 year period before about 2016, 2017, they were really struggling, and then they've achieved a little more consistency. The last two seasons, Potosi and even 10-10, that includes this year, and then you go back to 2017 for Perryville, they're 15-14. That after a previous 4 year span where they won just 11 games for Potosi before 2018. They had a 3-year stretch where they won just 13 games. So much better consistency for these two teams. And as we mentioned, they're both 5-4, and they're both coming in having won their last two games. The winner, of course, as we mentioned, possibly going to get the top seed in the district, Kennett, one of the top 10 teams in the state in Class 2, or maybe the surprise Donovan in the semifinals next week. We'll keep tabs on that on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Take a quick peek at the Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear. The other matchups you can hear on our regional radio airwaves this evening in the first round of the district playoffs on FM 98.5, J98. Hartertown getting ready to take on St. Genevieve. That is a game also in Class 3, District 1. That is the 3-seed hosting the 6. The 2-seed, Central, they're hosting Dexter tonight to round out the bracket in Class 3, District 1 football. Over on AM 1400 KJF, Class 4, District 1, Festus takes on DeSoto. That's the 4 and the 5 matching up. AM 800 KREI has the top seed in Class 4, District 1. The Farmington Knights hosting Windsor this evening. So you can tune into all those stations for coverage of those games tonight. And if you tune in, if we go late enough, we might be on those stations later on this evening as well. Captains have met at midfield. And the coin toss has been made. Perryville has won the toss, and they're going to be aggressive and want the football to start. Coin toss tonight brought to you by New Era Bank. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at neweirabank.com. That's New Era Bank, member FDIC. We're just about ready for kickoff tonight. And a reminder that coverage of high school football is brought to you on regional radio by Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, Jefferson College in Hillsboro, and Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus. Tune in after we're done tonight for the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, which will wrap up the first week of the high school football playoffs in our area. Complete scoreboard and interviews with all the coaches. That's coming up after we're done tonight. But we're just about ready to get it started this evening between Potosi and Perryville. First round of the high school football playoffs in Class 3, District 1. As we mentioned, the road standing Pirates will get the football first. They will be defending the end zone to our left as we're here. Left sideline is the near sideline where we're standing above the football field here at Potosi High School. And obviously, of course, that means Potosi getting ready to kick it away will be defending the end zone to the right on your computer and radio dials. So Potosi to kick it away, and it will be Blake Henson, a sophomore, to boot it deep for the Trojans. Comes up to the ball at the 40 and knocks it away, and we're underway tonight in Potosi. Ball's going to be fielded on a hop around the 20-yard line. That's Dawson Camden for Perryville. Cuts outside around the 30 and is brought down right at the 30-yard line after that return. And Perryville will start with it first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Let's take a look at their starting offensive lineup. Left to right on the offensive line, all five of them seniors. Kyle Underwood, Matt Mueller, Brad Ernst, Clayton Steffens, and Chris Ernst. Evan Doherty, the junior starting quarterback. The two tailbacks are juniors, Dylan Holt and Charlie Ussery. Caleb Grimaud, the fullback. Dawson Camden, a junior. Carter Dix, a senior. The receivers out wide. We'll see Ethan Moran mixed in, a senior at running back as well. Perryville lines up on the far side hash here for the first and 10 snap, 5 seconds into this one. And they will go two wide to each side. Out of the gun, Doherty, he gives on a jet sweep to the receiver, Holt in motion, cuts back as he crosses the line of scrimmage past the 30, but then is wrapped up as he gets out near the 34-yard line, tackled that time by Devin Marler with a little help from Josh Allen. Potosi's starting lineup defensively, three down linemen, two juniors, Amandre Hill and Bryce Reed, one senior, Hunter Moon. The outside linebackers are a junior, Braden Iskriggs. We just mentioned the senior, Josh Allen. Tristan Murdoch and Devin Marler on the inside. Isaac Gagan, Blake Meese are the deep safeties. Corey and Gavin Pinson, the cornerbacks. Again, two wide spread to each side here. Ball's on the near side hash for second down and six at the 34-yard line. Man in motion, Moran. They give it to him out on the jet sweep out of the slot, but he's stonewalled immediately. Doesn't go very far that time. Wrapped up, Hunter Moon comes up from the defensive line and plants Moran for very minimal gain. They are going to end up giving him a yard out to the 35 to set up third down.
Yeah, and you love to see that from your big senior defensive lineman right in the middle, the big nose tackle, Hunter Moon, getting his grill right into the pile and driving back Moran for a short game. Big third down here on the opening drive.
Almost a minute and a half into this one. Perryville again going too wide to each side. It is Doherty out of the gun. Tailback to his right. Receiver in motion out of the slot near side. And we've got whistles before the snap. And a timeout called by Perryville. I think maybe the play clock might have been winding down on them. And so head coach Blaine Boss will stop things to talk it over for the first third down of the night. 10:31 left in the first quarter. We'll take a very quick break. A fast break timeout brought to you by your local McDonald's, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. McDonald's, another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is High School Football on Regional Radio.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
All On third down and five, two wide split to each side, and Perryville takes a shot downfield. Doherty looking for Dawson Camden down the far sideline, and it's incomplete. Oh. Just over his outstretched arms, they went for their big play weapon, the junior receiver on the edge. Doherty misses him, though, just overthrew him. Incompletion will bring up fourth down for the moment.
Well, Nathan, that's
Perryville
what we
lines up to go for it.
Yeah, that's what we talked about, Nathan, taking a shot here early. They had a man deep, just a little bit overthrown there, but that's going to be something that we're going to have to keep an eye on here today because this Perryville offense is going to be looking to take some shots against this young secondary.
Dawson Camden is back deep, so they will go ahead and punt it away here on third down and five, right at the 35. The back judge all the way behind the play throws a flag prior to the snap, and it's early motion on Perryville, so they'll get backed up 5 yards, and that'll make the decision to punt a lot easier as Dawson Camden will do the punting here for the Pirates. Coming into tonight, the junior so far this season, pretty effective. Averages about 30 yards per punt. 13 times he's had to boot it away. The man back deep to receive the punt, Blake Meese, a sophomore for Potosi, standing in around his own 40. Man comes in motion pre-snap, but Camden will go ahead and punt it. It's off the side of his foot, and it will land out of bounds just beyond midfield. Takes a nice friendly hop to stay in bounds inside the 45 and goes out at about the 42-yard line. That is where Potosi will start their own 42 as we take a look at the Trojans' starting lineup on offense. Left to right on the offensive line, a senior Blake Buckley, junior Amandre Hill, junior Lonnie Clapp is the center, junior Kiki Ortiz at right guard, Hunter Moon, the senior, at right tackle. Andrew Coleman, the junior quarterback. The two wingbacks to each side are seniors, Kyle Miller and Isaac Gagan. Wade Mercil, a junior, will be the deep back, and they will go two tight end most of the night with a junior, Devin Marler, and a senior, Josh Allen. They show the double wing. Up back is Mercil. They give it to Mercil straight up the gut on first and 10 at the 42. He goes very, very, very not far on that first carry. Got wrapped up pretty quickly. Good work up front that time for Perryville, helping out Kyle Underwood in there to make the stop. Starting lineup defensively for Perryville: Clayton Steffens, Ian Curry, Chris Ernst, the down lineman, Fernando Bojorquez and Matt Mueller, pair of seniors at the outside linebackers, Dylan Hull, the junior, Caleb Grimaud, a senior inside. Deep safeties are Dawson Camden and Aladdin Garris, a sophomore. Ethan Moran Carter decks the corners. Wingman in motion from the far sideline gets the pitch here on second down. It's Gagan trying to get around the corner, gets past the 45, out past midfield before he's finally run out of bounds. Isaac Gagan, cat-like quickness and able to get himself a nice pickup there out beyond midfield, and that will pick up the first Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down. Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, they move this town.
Yeah, it didn't really seem like Gagan maybe had a huge lane there. He had a really small alley that he had to find his way through, but he just turned on the jets and hit the hole, and before he knew it, he was at the first down line on the sideline. Great run.
Gain of 12 after a two-yard pickup by Mercil. First and 10 on the other side of midfield, 44-yard line. Handoff to the up man, Mercil, and he'll lunge forward and get himself beyond the 45. That was actually the run by Gagan out to the 46. This run gets them to the 43, so a three-yard pickup there. Will make it second down and 7.
And this is a very similar offense to one that we faced back in my hometown in Northwest Indiana. And look, that was a simple fullback dive. You give it to the up man, but you move the ball forward 3 yards. And that's part of what makes this offense so tough, is they consistently move the ball in a positive direction.
Wade Mercil is also a load at 5'9", 210 pounds. He gets the up back handoff here again on second down from the 43 and lunges forward close to the 40, maybe just short of it. Wrapped up on the play, Ian Curry, the big nose tackle inside, helping. Curry, the senior for Perryville, having a really nice season. 27 tackles, 9 for loss, 6 sacks, has recovered a fumble inside. They spot the ball at the 41, so just a 2-yard pickup there will bring up a third down and 5.
Yeah, but you do it again here, you put yourself in a fourth and manageable. I mean, it's all about just trying to keep these gains as short as humanly possible.
Wingman in motion here on the near side. It's a handoff to Gagan, the other wingman, far sideline. He gets it after they fake the up back, give to Mercil, and Gagan is stonewalled. Didn't get very far, maybe a yard out to the 40, and that will bring up third down and about 4 coming up, as it looks like Potosi is bringing guys on to punt it away.
Yeah, absolutely. That was about played as well as it could possibly be. And when you're playing defense against this particular unit when they're running all that motion. You got to really read the linemen. You got to really follow the guards and make sure that you're paying attention to where they're going, because a lot of times they're going to tell you where the ball is moving.
On to punt for Potosi, Blake Henson. It's off the side of his right foot, but takes a very fortuitous hop right around the 25. Wow. Bounds inside the 20, goes all the way down inside the 10, and keeps on rolling. That'll be spotted down inside the 10-yard line. Penalty flag is thrown on the play,
yeah,
though.
Came in way late. I wasn't sure what that was all about. Might have been behind the play a little bit.
Referees here on the near sideline made the call, so they'll talk to our head referee this evening.
It came in way after the punt was down and rolling, so that is, I'm not sure what that's all about, Nathan.
It's on Perryville, I think, for an illegal block, and that will back up the Pirates even further after that long punt. That'll be half the distance to the goal coming up, so they're going to be starting inside their own 5-yard line here, 7:36 left in the opening quarter.
Yeah, we don't really get the benefit of replay on that one, but given what you said, that, yeah, I mean, just the illegal block call, looked like it came in, there was a Potosi guy on the ground, so maybe a couple of Perryville players locked him up, one chopped him down. That'll usually do it for you. Anyway, Perryville way backed up. This is a huge spot for this Potosi defense.
Pirates at their own 4-yard line, but they will spread it out. Three wide, bunched up here to the near sideline. Receiver to the far sideline, all alone, is Dawson Camden. Pre-snap whistle again, as the officials will come together and discuss this. Well, they just didn't have the right ball out there.
That's possible. They do actually have different balls, especially at this level. I would have no idea how it works once you get up any higher. I imagine they just got balls that they rotate in just at will, but at the high school level, there's kicking and throwing balls.
Receiver in motion from the slot here near side, and they just give it straight up the gut. Handoff from Doherty that time to Caleb Grimaud. He's going to lunge forward and get out beyond the 5, closer to the 6-yard line. 2-yard pickup there. They're going to spot him a little bit further out to the 7, so 3 yards there for the fullback who comes in tonight. 155 yards on the ground on 28 carries. He's been banged up at times this year, but outside of Doherty, who's emerged as the leading rusher for Perryville this season, Grimaud is probably the option they will go to the next most. They spread two wide to the far sideline, send a receiver in motion out of the gun, fake the zone read, give, does Doherty, but he's wrapped up after he keeps it and goes backwards. Stonewalled that time, nicely done up front by Potosi. Amandre Hill getting the first push. Corey Pinson came in from the corner spot to clean up, and that should be no gain, might have even lost a yard.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when I had a chance to do this training camp report, Amandre Hill was one of the more fun players I had a chance to talk to. He's got a great personality to him, and he can play football. Let me tell you what, that young man got his nose into that pile right there and made a nice play, because Doherty was trying to yank that ball out on the read. He eventually did, but it was a little too late, and Hill was all over it.
258 pounds of pure force up there for the junior Trojan line. 3rd and 7. Receivers 3 wide, far sideline, out of the gun. They throw it out of the backfield. Quickly does Doherty to Grimaud, and he's wrapped up, but he lowered the shoulder,
nice.
Dragged a defender after the tackle, and I think he was able to push Isaac Gagan out beyond the first down marker. He does indeed pick up a Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down.
That's a fantastic play right there. Nothing complicated. Get the ball in space to a playmaker and let him go to work. You got a guy out there, Josh Allen, talented senior linebacker. But in space, Allen got run over a little bit there, so just a beautiful play call and well executed, and now a little momentum for Perryville getting that first down.
And they've been out of the gun all night, and they stay in the shotgun here. 3 receivers near side, far sideline, excuse me. Here to the near side is Carter Dix. Handoff, no. Keeping Doherty on the zone read, doesn't have a whole lot of room, and he's bunched up very quickly at the line of scrimmage at the 16-yard line. Tristan Murdoch and Hunter Moon among those in there for the stop. That should be no gain to bring up second down.
And, Nathan, if I'm playing on this Potosi defense here tonight, all night long I'm in that secondary, I'm yelling at my guys, do not fall asleep. They're going to run a lot of these plays inside, but we've already seen them take a shot deep. So you got to make sure that you're being cognizant of the fact that these receivers can burn you on any given play.
They ended up giving Doherty a yard of progress there. So 2nd and 9 coming from the 17-yard line. 5 minutes left here. First quarter. Receiver coming in motion from the far sideline is Camden. They give it to him on the jet sweep. Didn't get a block initially, and so as he tries to turn the corner, there's nowhere to go, and he's pushed out of bounds for little to no gain. Great job, Josh Allen, Corey Pinson combining to set the edge there. Camden had nowhere to go. It'll bring up third down. He does pick up a couple of yards, though, beyond the 20 out near the 23.
Yeah, it looked like he may have had a bit of a lane here on the near sideline, but tried to string it out instead of cutting it up, and it was played extremely well by that Potosi defense to string it out and then drop him for a short gain. Big play here on third down on the second drive of the night for Perryville as we wind under 5 minutes in the first.
End up giving Camden a gain of four out to the 21-yard line. Third and five, trips here to the near side. Doherty out of the gun. He will run the zone read, hand off to Grimaud. It's going nowhere. He put that ball in Grimaud's belly for a long time. Wasn't sure whether to pull it. Any way you spin it, it wasn't going to go very far. Hunter Moon helping to blow that up. As well as Braden Isgrigs, the junior outside linebacker. Call that no gain to bring up fourth down.
Yeah, now you got to get a good punt here because can't have the short pooch punt that they had like the first time around that only went about 15, 20 yards. Got to at least get this one 30-some yards from your own 20.
Dawson Camden back deep to do the punting. They again send the man in motion prior to the snap. Now Camden boots it away. Good
That's
kick
better.
Here near to midfield. It'll take a bounce initially in front of Meese. Takes a couple of hops as it works its way inside the 45, and it'll roll dead down at about the Potosi 43. So three consecutive punts here to start the game. We mentioned the Perryville defense has been stout at times this year, giving up a little less than 17 points per game. And you factor in a couple of games this year where some teams have had success, like their 40-21 loss to St. Vincent, tells you when they're on, they're exceptional. Potosi defense gives up about 23 points per game, not nearly as proficient. A couple of guys have had big years, though. Hunter Moon, the senior defensive lineman, with seven sacks in particular. So Trojan football here, first and 10 at their own 42. Wing to the far sideline is Merciel, the up back. They will pitch it out here to the near side to him, and he's wrapped up for almost no gain. Might have been pushed back for a loss. Clayton Steffens leading the charge that time up front as they were able to bring him down. Chris Ernst helping out as well, as there was nothing there on that first down run.
Grimaud a little shaken up on the tackle. He's a tough ball player, like you said. I mean, he's a fullback. He's a linebacker. Those are usually one of your grittier type players, so expect to see him get back out there, but he is certainly hobbled as he heads toward the sideline. And he's going to be met by the coaching staff and get some help to get off there. But a great play on first down there, now second and long.
I believe they gave that to Kyle Miller for a one-yard gain, so here is second and nine coming. At the 43, elephant backfield, two men in the backfield there, Coleman under center. Miller in motion to the far sideline, give to the up-back Merciel, and he just tries to fall forward, but again, not very much progress ahead. And again, a great job inside defensively for Perryville. Curry, the nose tackle, and Kyle Underwood, a senior defensive lineman, there to help make the stop. It's a gain of about 2 yards for Merciel to bring up third down.
And so far, Potosi not having a lot of success between the tackles. They've really only moved the ball positively when they've tried to go outside. So see what they can do here on a third down and long.
It'll be wings to each side, too tight. One tight end to each side. Wing in motion here near side. Miller moves out. Play action fake. Looking to throw. Coleman has a man wide open down the sidelines. It's caught by Gagan inside the 30, and he trips. It's the only thing that prevents him from scoring. As he falls down, the Turf Monster gets him, and he gets down near the sideline, inside the 25, around the 22. But unfortunately, the way he tripped and fell was awkward, and he's still down on the ground. Isaac Gagan wide open as on third down, Potosi goes to the air. They've thrown for just less than 500 yards total this season. Coleman less than 360 yards passing this season. Gagan's one of their leading receivers. That's his fifth catch of the year.
I mean, put it like.
Luckily, after that injury, he is able to get up, walk off under his own power. You wonder if maybe he just hyperextended something after tripping and falling. Gets all the way down to the 23-yard line there to pick up a Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down.
And that's the same message that you got to preach on this Perryville defense, too. You can't fall asleep. You know they're not going to throw the ball often, but when they do and they get that pop pass going there, you can hit it for a big one. And like you said, they don't throw the ball often. 20 completions coming into this one, Nathan. That's about two completions a game to this point in the season. So they get one right there, and it's a big one.
32-yard pickup there. Now first and 10 at the 23. It's a handoff to Miller on the wingback dive, far sideline, and he cuts through one tackler or two as he crosses inside the 20 and picks his way down for a nice little gain near the 17-yard line. Nice run there by Miller as we wind our way down under 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's a bend-don't-break kind of scenario now for Perryville. You give up the big play. You're down now in the red zone inside the 20-yard line. You can give up the first down here, but at the very least, if you can keep them out of the end zone, this would be a really big stop for this Perryville defense after giving up a huge play.
Spot the ball at the 18, so a 5-yard pickup there by Miller, bringing up second down and 5. Wing to each side, wing to the near side is Kyle Miller. He'll come in motion. They will give it to the up man, Merciel, and he's dragged down after a very little gain. Ian Curry, the nose tackle, again in there on the stop. Merciel going to lunge forward and work his way to the 16, so a 2-yard pickup there. Merciel, slow but steady right now. That's his fifth carry. He has just 11 yards on the ground as Potosi faces 3rd and 3. Yeah,
and he averages over 5.5 a tote, so expect that to tick up a little bit. But you know what? We didn't give nearly enough credit to this talented defensive line for Perryville coming into this game. If they can play the wind that they have here in this first quarter, it could be a long night for this Potosi offense.
On 3rd and 3 at the 16. Coleman under center, wing in motion from the far sideline is Gagan. They will hand it to the up man, Merciel, and after an initial forward progress, no, they gave it on the wingback dive to Miller, and after initial progress, he stuffed for a very short gain. An excellent job that time. Clayton Stephens came over from one defensive end on the near side of the field to the far side of the field to help clean that up, and the result of the play is a gain of a yard to bring up 4th down.
Yeah, and they're going to go for it here too, Nathan, as Coleman and the offense stays on the field. Looks like they sent off fullback Merciel, so keep an eye on what they're going to be doing here, Nathan. 4th down and short. Big-time running offense, a lot of motion going on. We'll see if they try to string something out here on the right hash, if they try to go to the left side.
Braden Iskrigs is into the game at the fullback, up-back position. Wing to each side, 4th and 2. Give to Iskrigs. Hit initially, but then he bounced off it and got forward progress. Should have enough for the first down. That was a massive hit initially on Iskrigs.
Yeah, it was.
Credit to him, though. He stayed up and was able to get forward and looks like he's going to pick up a first down.
That's hard-nosed football right there. I mean, he got popped as he hit that hole, but he stayed on his feet, and despite being knocked back by that initial blow, kept the legs moving, picked up the first down, and gutsy call there. They just go right up the gut, and they get the job done.
Needed 2. He got 3 down to the 12 for another Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down. Iskrigs, 404 yards, 7 touchdowns this year on 80 carries. He stays in the game as the up-back fullback. 2 wings, they fake the give to him. Coleman will keep going up the middle on the zone read, and he's dragged down as he works his way down inside the 10, maybe just inside the 10 to the 9, and that'll be the final play of this first quarter. Quickly played with both teams trying to run the football. Potosi is driving in the middle of an 8-play possession, and they're in the red zone. After 1, first round of the Class 3 District 1 football playoffs, Potosi and Perryville scoreless. You're listening to High School Football on Regional Radio.
Josh Harris joins us now from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington and Poplar Bluff and soon to be Festus. And Josh, you know, the holidays are right around the corner, and I'm thinking an off-road vehicle from Midwest Sports would look great under the Christmas tree.
With Christmas right around the corner, we can help fill those Christmas needs from anything from side-by-sides, ATVs, youth ATVs, youth motorcycles. Ultimate Toy Store here in Farmington. We're located at 124 Walker Road.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today at Midwest Sports Center.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home of the No Bull Deal Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
You're listening to Coverage High School Football on Regional Radio, brought to you by Mineral Area College in Park Hills and Mario's Italia in Farmington. Big thanks to them for feeding us, as they do every Friday night during the high school football season. Always give us something delicious for before and after the game to munch on. Pizza, pasta, salad, calzones, and that stromboli is to die for. That's Mario's Italia in Farmington. Scoreless after one, but Potosi driving on their home field against Perryville here, the 4 and the 5 seed in Class 3 District 1. It's second down and 7 at the 10-yard line, and the hard count's going to get everybody but maybe two or three players for Perryville to jump off sides. So 5-yard penalty there is going to move Potosi a little bit closer, and that'll make this second down and 3 coming up.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe that was just the first time that they've run a hard count, because, like you said, yeah, I mean, just about everybody on that defensive front jumped. So don't know if they weren't expecting it, but regardless, yeah, now second down and a couple yards to go. You're on the 5-yard line. Great chance to punch it in.
Perryville has had the only two accepted flags of the game go against them. On second and 2 at the 5-yard line, double wing hand to the up back. Iskriggs, he lunges forward. He'll have the first down, and he's brought down right at the 1-yard line. Simply had to fall forward that time and used his big 6'1", 205-pound frame to get just outside the goal line.
Well, now your back's against the wall if you're Perryville, and you got to do something special here. We talked about it. You got this big old defensive front, senior-led. They're going to have to stand tall here with just 3 feet to go to get that pay dirt.
20 seconds into the first quarter, Iskriggs is the up back. Coleman will keep it on the quarterback. Sneepin lunges in. An easy run. Touchdown, Potosi. Andrew Coleman. Just his 22nd carry of the year, but his 5th touchdown keeps it on the 1-yard QB sneak. And Potosi, with 11:34 left in the first half, jumps in front 6-0.
Yeah, just a fantastic drive there, Nathan. 10 plays. Took almost 4.5 minutes off the clock, and you drive it right down, you punch it in, get the big play through the air. Just a great possession overall for the Trojans.
That's your Gilster Mary Lee drive recap. Gilster Mary Lee is hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates with benefits and bonuses. Call Mike Welker at 1-800-851-5371. On for the PAT attempt is Blake Henson, and the sophomore boots it up and through. And with 11:34 left in the first half, we have action on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Potosi in front of Perryville, 7-0. We'll be back in a moment. This is High School Football Playoffs action on regional radio.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
On their home field, the Potosi Trojans jump out in front. They lead the Perryville Pirates 7-0 here, opening minute of the second quarter. Class 3 District 1 High School Football Playoffs on the MIMO Info Sports Stream and Regional Radio. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Nathan Gertz and Brandon Pavlina here with you. It's a squib kick by Potosi after the touchdown, and it's bobbled for a moment by the up man, but he does end up falling on it. Looked like that time up there for Perryville. That was Thomas Hayden there to get onto the loose ball. So the Pirates do have good field position after that. They'll start first and 10 at their own 44-yard line, as we will in a moment give you a look at the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard to tell you about some games going on in our area. Perryville, meanwhile, back to work offensively. They've punted on each of their first two possessions. They will start at their own 44, first and 10, with two wide here to the near sideline, two wide to each side. Out of the pistol look, Evan Doherty, the quarterback. Receiver in motion here from the near sideline. They give the jet sweep to him. It's Dylan Holt. He gets out past the 45 and falls forward after a nice little solid pickup to about the 47, 48-yard line. Good 2 or 3, 4-yard gain there on first down for Perryville. Dylan Holt coming into tonight has emerged as one of the leading ball carriers. Second on the team in carries, 32 attempts, 165 yards and a touchdown this season running the football. They do give him 4 yards there. So second and 10 coming up at the Perryville 48. Pirates again two wide each side. Receiver in motion from the far sideline. They give it straight to the halfback out of the pistol going up the gut that time. That's Fernando Bajoraquez, and Bojo, as his teammates and coaches like to call him, is able to work his way out past midfield and get to the 49. 3-yard pickup there to set up third and three.
And he's been relegated in some ways to a more of a secondary role as the guy running the football, as they've found some good guys in Holton Grimaud to kind of tote it a little bit more. But nice pickup there. Now third and short. This is a big possession for Perryville, getting the ball on their own 40. Best starting field position of the game.
From the other side of midfield, the 49, Doherty, direct snap, they keep it, quarterback draw, and he runs and barrels guys over as he gets beyond the 45 and works his way out down near the 40, closer to the 42. That's going to pick up a Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down. Nice run there by Doherty, their leading ball carrier on the season.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Nathan, I was surprised that Potosi decided to go with the squib kick. Now, granted, they did pin him deep on some punts, but to give him the ball back on their own 42, that's some short field position for Perryville to work with here after being backed up their first couple of possessions. So they really got to take advantage of this good field position, and they already have, getting the first down. Now just 42 yards to go for Pater.
On first and 10 from the 42, pistol set, two wide to each side. Doherty dropping back to throw. He'll launch the deep ball down the far sideline. Jump ball. It's caught! Leaping to make the catch! But then he lost the football at the end of the play, the receiver Carter Dix, and they do say he fumbled it before he hit the ground. Potosi jumps on top of the loose ball. Great alert heads-up job by Corey Pinson to get on top of that football after Dix made a leaping catch deep in Potosi territory. A backbreaker there for Perryville, turning it over on the big play with under 10 minutes left in the first half.
Wow. I mean, wow. You talk about going from the highest possible point on the huge catch and run and just a miraculous play by Dix on the jump ball to losing the football and giving it back up. That is the highest of the highs and the lowest of the lows right there. But now, if you're this Perryville defense, quick change. You got to get ready for Potosi to try to strike back quick. They're back inside their own 5-yard line, so a chance to maybe pin them deep and then get a punt that they can maybe do something with. But this is big now here.
If you have to turn it over, the big play at least kind of serves to flip field position. 38-yard gain, though, that would have spotted Perryville with a chance to tie this game up. Ball goes right back to Potosi. Trojans taking over first and 10. We had snaps or whistles before the snap, and they're going to get backed up for early motion. So half the distance to the goal means that they get backed up 2 yards to the 2. First and 12 upcoming for the Trojan offense, who marched down the field in 10 plays to score on their last possession. From the 2, they give to the up back, and leaning forward will be Merciel as he works his way out near the 5-yard line, brought down by Clayton Steffens, among others, in there for Perryville on the stop. Looks like they'll only give him about a yard on that carry, or he does get 3 yards, closer to 4 out near the 6.
And so now second down and long. Like I said, you just got to make sure that you're not allowing these Potosi receivers to slip by. Need to be cognizant, backed up, maybe trying to look in for an explosive play. But this is a big spot because Perryville can get stops. They can get the good field position right back.
9 minutes left first half. Again, the handoff to the up back Merciel on second down and 9 from the 5. He will lunge forward but not get very far. In fact, he might have only gotten a yard that time. Again, great work by the interior of the defensive line. We mentioned the nose tackle for this Pirate defense, Ian Curry, the senior. He is a load inside, and the big fellow has made a couple of nice impact plays tonight, including stopping Merciel on that run for no gain to bring up third and 9. As we take a quick look at the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to provide improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. No score yet between Kennett and Donovan. That's who the winner of this game will face next week in the District 1 semifinals. Third down and 7, and we've got pre-snap motion. False start on Potosi's going to back him up about half the distance, so closer to the 4 to bring up third and long. Other scores from our area. Over on AM 800 KREI, Class 4 District 1 first round. Farmington all over Windsor, 35-7 in the first quarter. Class 2 District 1, St. Pius, 9-0 lead at home against Jefferson. On AM 1400 KJF, Festus leads DeSoto, 14-0. That's Class 4 District 1 first round action as well. On third down, they give on a wingback sweep to Gagan, and he is wrapped up for very little gain. It was third and 11 after the penalty backed Potosi up 3 yards, and Gagan did not get that back on the wing back sweep to the far sideline, wrapped up for a gain of just 2 to bring up 4th and 9, and Potosi, with their backs to the end zone, obviously will punt.
Yeah, Nathan, I mean, you said it. I mean, you get a chance to really almost flip field position. I mean, granted, you take away the big play, and you would like to have that at all costs, but now you got a chance to get good field position with Potosi punting from their end zone. And the snap goes back. Kick is up and away. Oh, it's going to be short. How's the roll going to go? It's going backwards. Oh, no, scooting the other way.
Blake
Henson. Not too bad, Nathan.
Yeah, not a bad kick at all for Blake Henson. Gets a friendly roll past the 35 and will work its way out to the 37. But even after the big play ends in a turnover for Perryville, they hold stout defensively there. And they'll get the football back in their best field position of the night. 7:20 left in the first half. They trail Potosi 7-0.
Yeah, best field position for either team, as both teams have been starting backed up on their own territory. But now, if you're Pirates, a great chance to go.
Other scores from our area on the Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy scoreboard. J98, the boot, 98.5 FM. St. Genevieve has a 14-0 lead on Fredericktown. Cape Central leading North County 7-6. St. Vincent on top of Portageville 14-8. Valley Catholic leading Crystal City in the first quarter 20-0. Stay tuned for the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show when we're done tonight to wrap up the entire scoreboard of high school football playoff action in our area and interviews with all the coaches as well. Home Pools or Midwest Sports Center halftime show is coming up when we're done with the first half here. Highlights from all our regional radio games and the complete area scoreboard as well. Perryville back to work on offense, 1st and 10 at the Potosi 38-yard line. Trips to the far side, out of the pistol, Doherty, they will run the speed option right, looking to pitch, looking to pitch. Now he'll get around the corner as there was nobody there. He made something out of nothing after it was initially stopped up, works his way near the 35, might have snuck inside of it. They'll spot him down right at the 35. That play was destined for a loss, and instead Doherty turned it into a 3-yard gain.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's one of those plays that the longer it gets strung out, the more defenders become aware of what's happening. And it seemed like the pitch was covered. Doherty thought about it, was thinking about it. I was thinking in my head, don't pitch the ball. Thankfully, he doesn't. He gets outside, turns it upfield, gets a couple of yards. But, yeah, really played well by this Potosi unit on defense.
Trips now here to the near side in the pistol formation. Receiver in the slot here to the near side is Dylan Holt. Doherty from the pistol takes the snap. He'll look to throw here near side. Pumps now, rolls out to his left. Still rolling, gets hit as he throws deep down the field. It's incomplete over the head of his intended receiver, Dawson Camden, and a very late flag gets thrown right in the vicinity of the incompletion. Camden had 2 or 3 purple Potosi jerseys around him as Josh Allen, the outside linebacker, was downfield. Looked like Corey Pinson, the sophomore corner, in the vicinity as well. And the back judge at the very end of that, after the incompletion, threw a flag.
Oh, they're going to call pass interference, and I would disagree. I think it's not catchable.
That ball certainly was a little bit over the head of Dawson Camden. It's close enough I could see why they might do that. I could also, the argument I love to make is, don't call pass interference in that spot. Call holding if you think there was too much contact. But it is PI, and it's 15 yards, so move the ball down to the 20-yard line of Potosi. Perryville has it 1st and 10. That's a big break for the Pirates' offense.
No, it really is, because it was maybe a play that could have been made had the receiver Camden stuck to that corner route a little deeper, but he came back and made some contact with the defender. It works just as well, and it's not a spot foul. It's just 15 yards in high school. So, yeah, 1st and 10 now from the 20-yard line. Get a couple of first downs here. You can punch it in, tie this game right back up. So a huge sequence coming up here.
Potosi now with 3 penalties for 20 yards. On 1st and 10, trips to the far side. Receiver from the slot, Dylan Holt in motion. Handoff up the gut. Running back lost the football. And the fumble is recovered by Potosi. That ball spilled right out of the hands of the running back that time, Caleb Grimaud, at the end of the play. And Potosi falls right on top of it. That's back-to-back possessions for Perryville, where they've gotten the ball inside the 20 and promptly turned it over. The Potosi defense dodges a bullet again there, falling on the fumble, and they'll maintain their 7-0 lead with 6.5 minutes left in the first half.
Yeah, that's just a backbreaker right there. You get the ball down in the red zone for the first time, and on the first play in the red zone, you fumble it right away. And wasn't like, I mean, I'm sure the defender had something to do with it, but Grimaud got hit, tried to fall forward, and the ball just slipped out of his hands. So that's a tough break right there.
First and 10 for Potosi now at their own 10 after the fumble recovery, and they will give straight up the gut. Wade Merciel, the up back, going to gain a yard or two that time. Brought down Ian Curry leading the charge up front. They're going to get him actually a pretty decent little gain as he works his way out towards the 12. So 2 yards there. Merciel has just had nowhere to run the football so far today. The leader in carries this season for Potosi after that gain of 2 yards is now up to 8 carries tonight for just 18 yards total. Second and 8 from the 12. Wing back in motion from the far sideline. Play action, looking to throw down the field. It's Gagan, and Coleman just overthrew him on the back shoulder fade here down the near sideline. Incompletion is going to bring up 3rd and 8, 5:40 left here in the first half.
Yeah, the DB was there stride for stride, but didn't find the ball quickly enough, and if the intended receiver, Gagan, was able to make a little bit of a different adjustment mid-air on that throw, might have been able to come down with it, but you just got to continue to be cognizant on the outside as these defensive backs, Carter Dix and Ethan Moran out there on the edge, being aware of those passing plays.
Potosi with 3rd and 8 at their own 12-yard line. Wing back in motion, far sideline. Play action, they will throw to the wing back in motion. It's Miller, he makes the catch, gets out past the 20, spun down around the 25, spins off a tackle, stays on his feet, and gets out near the 30-yard line. Wing back in motion from the far sideline. They fake the give to him, but then throw it out there on the swing pass. And Kyle Miller, who has been a favorite target throwing the football this season for Potosi, makes his 12th catch of the year and picks up big yardage all the way out past the 25 for a Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down.
I say go ahead and do it again. It's the opposite side. I mean, they haven't really been covering that flat area too much here so far. And you have some speedy guys out there. Kyle Miller, certainly one of them. Put the ball in his hands in space. Let him go to work.
It's a 17-yard gain here on 1st and 10 at the 29. They fake the jetback sweep to Gagan, hand it to the up-back Merciel, and he doesn't go very far. May have even lost a yard or two as he stonewalled that time by the Perryville defense. Underwood among those in there on the stop for the Pirates to make it 2nd down.
And, you've already seen this Perryville defense is susceptible to the pass, so it's going to really be about how Potosi picks and chooses when to put those plays in there, because, of course, you start doing it an awful lot, maybe the defense picks up on it, but I think if you can get Perryville to start respecting that flat, things will open up on the inside even more as well.
Wing to each side here on 2nd down. Wing from the far side, Miller in motion, play action fake, throw it up the gut, it's incomplete, knocked away, great defense as they threw it. The up back just ran the go route up the middle. Wade Merciel. Carter Dix, though, had it sniffed out, and he bats the ball away on the throw by Coleman, incomplete, to bring up 3rd down.
Yeah, that's about as good as it gets right there, Nathan. You get beat off the line of scrimmage if you're Carter Dix, but you're able to recover and get a hand in there late to knock the ball away. Otherwise, that one's going for 20-plus yards, no question. So Dix with great recovery skills there to make a play on the ball.
3rd down and 10 from the 29. Wing back in motion, far side. They pitch it to him. Kyle Miller coming here to the near side. Tries to turn the corner at the 30. Spun down. Great tackle in space by Fernando Bajoraquez, the senior outside linebacker, as Miller that time gets out to the 30, maybe just beyond it to the 32. 3 yards, but they're going to give him, 3-yard pickup, but it will be 4th down. Nice job there by the Perryville defense, as Kyle Miller came into tonight, 368 yards, 5 touchdowns. He has 4 carries for a net of 10 yards so far tonight. Blake Henson to punt it away for Potosi. Sky-high kick, gets out past midfield, and then has some backspin as it hops its way from the 45 back out near midfield and will be just beyond midfield at the Potosi 49. And for the 2nd consecutive possession, Perryville will start things offensively in plus territory on the other side of midfield. Andrew Coleman, an incompletion to Merciel, is now 2 for 4 for 49 yards passing. Coleman, just last week in their 20-14 win over DeSoto, threw his first touchdown of the season. He has just 47 pass attempts, 353 yards through the air. Potosi has been a little more keen to throw it tonight, but they get stood up on that last possession. And with 3.5 minutes left in the first half, Perryville has it. First and 10 at the Potosi 49. Two wide to each side. Receiver here to the near side in the slot is Dylan Holt. Out of the gun. Doherty to throw. Pump fakes. Now throws it out in the flat. It's caught by Holt as he had to dive forward to catch the swing pass out here near side. And he will lunge forward and get out for a gain of only about 2 yards. That was pretty well covered by Josh Allen for Potosi. And that'll bring up second down.
Yeah, well covered. But also, if they could have put that ball on Holt a little bit, I think he could have kept on running, might have had a little daylight there. So not a bad play to continue to work toward these flat areas. Even looking at it right now, Nathan, I'll tell you what, if they could just put the ball out in the flat, man, it's one-on-one or two-on-one. All you got to do is have one guy make someone miss.
On second and eight at the 47, they throw it out in the flat far sideline, but Doherty overshoots his intended receiver, and it'll fall incomplete, looking for Charlie Ussery, the junior running back that time, out wide, and he just shot it too far. It's off Ussery's fingertips for the incompletion.
Yeah, it's a little slow developing, too, right there. You got to get that ball and throw it out there immediately to the flat. You can't wait because then you give the defense a chance to react, but now they're starting to respect it a little bit more, putting the safety up there on the slot receiver. But big third down here. Perryville chasing a touchdown in the late portion of the first half.
It'll be third and eight from the 47. Two wide to each side. Doherty back to throw. Deep drop. Going to throw deep down the field. Pass is batted away. Incomplete. A pass into double coverage for Carter Dix. Knocked away. Isaac Gagan and Corey Pinson both in the area to help cover that. Incompletion there by Doherty. He's now 3 of 6 for 49 yards tonight. Back-to-back incompletions are going to bring up fourth down in plus territory. Perhaps Perryville down a score late first half thinks about it. And for the moment, they were lined up to perhaps go for it. But now Dawson Camden is going to go ahead and get dropped back deep. So he will punt it away. Back deep to receive again for Potosi is Blake Meese. A motion man again before the snap. Now here it is. Camden will boot it away. Right-footed kick is pretty good. Way down inside the 20, rolls down inside the 10, and goes out of bounds down around the 5-yard line, just inside the 5. That is a spectacular punt that time by Dawson Camden to pin Potosi. 42-yard kick. And the Trojans, as has been the case much of the second quarter, have poor field position. They're going to be at their own 4-yard line here for first and 10. 2.5 minutes left here in the first half.
Just looking at the possessions here, Nathan, I mean, Perryville is either punted or fumbled possession away every time they've had the ball tonight. So they just have not been able to find their footing offensively against this Potosi defense that coming in, we talked about it. They're susceptible, especially in that secondary. They give up 23 points per game, but right now they're pitching a shutout here in the first half.
Wing to each side on first and 10. Wing back on the near side comes in motion. They fake the sweep to him, hand it to the up man, and that's a good give for Kyle Miller as he works his way out past the 5-yard line, out past the 10, and we'll get all the way out to the 15. Nice 11-yard gain there, and a Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down. Miller's best carry of the night. He's up to 21 yards on 5 attempts to lead Potosi in rushing. Isaac Gagan with 3 carries for 13 yards. And we've mentioned Wade Mercil's struggles, just 18 yards on 9 attempts. On first and 10 from the 15. Clock spinning. Hand off to Gagan. Wing back give here to the near side. He's not going to get very far. Did work his way out near the 20. Good job up front. Ethan Moran among those helping to make the tackle for Perryville. So that'll be a 5-yard pickup as the clock spins under 2 minutes. And we'll come up on second down.
I got to imagine Potosi tries to take a shot here at some point over these next minute and 40 seconds. If you're these DBs, you just have to be aware of that possibility and stay in your progressions.
Second down and 6 from the 19.
Here it is.
Hugo play action. Coleman on the bootleg here to the right side. He'll throw it deep down the field for Gagan. It's caught just beyond midfield. A perfectly thrown ball by Andrew Coleman. And Gagan out of bounds right at the 50-yard line. 31 yards. Big time play over the top. You said they'd have to go up top if they wanted to score before the end of the half, and they found Isaac Gagan again.
Dude, when you're playing against these teams, Nathan, you just, in the secondary the entire game, you have to be communicating with each other and saying, don't fall asleep. Be aware of the pass. It's only going to happen a handful of times, but you have to be cognizant of it the entire time. Otherwise, they're going to bite you.
Coleman will go play action, bootleg here to the near side. Now they throw it back.
Nice.
Screen set up far sideline. Miller has space as he gets beyond midfield, but a good job running him down that time from the defensive line position by Perryville. Clayton Stephens, a nice job to run that down, and then he and Fernando Bajoriquez combined for the stop. It's a gain of about 5 yards by Miller on the reverse screen. So second and five will be coming up. Potosi takes a timeout. They have two remaining. Minute 14 left in the first half. Potosi 7, Perryville nothing. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is high school football on regional radio.
You love to shop.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have four different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Potosi driving, leading 7-0, a minute 14 left in the first half. They've got second down and five at the Perryville 45-yard line. They play action fake, look to throw over the middle. It is incomplete. Too low that time from Andrew Coleman, trying to hit his tight end Josh Allen, who has just one catch this season. Couldn't haul in his second reception there. Incompletion will bring up third down.
Yeah, and that is the picturesque pop pass right there. Just the tight end releases after a play action pass, try to put it on him immediately in stride. Just couldn't quite get enough mustard on it to put it right in between the numbers, but I would expect to see him throwing here again on third and five.
Coleman is 4 of 7 for 85 yards tonight passing. Third down and five at the 47. Play action fake. Coleman will drop back to throw. Fade here to the near sideline. It drops into Isaac Gagan and caught inside the 20 and wrapped up down at the 15. Ethan Moran was tracking and tracking it like a lazy fly ball, and it just goes over his outstretched fingertips into the waiting arms of Gagan, and he'll squirt his way down to the 15-yard line. 30-yard gain on third down. And we will have a timeout called by Potosi with exactly 1 minute left in the first half. Trojans are driving, trying to double their lead. Potosi 7, Perryville nothing. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is high school football on regional radio.
Family, health, home. Comtree has been a leader in providing health care to you and your family for over 45 years. What started as mental health services has expanded to dental care, primary care, and many community services. We are your home for health care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Potosi junior QB Andrew Coleman, just 353 yards passing, one touchdown that he threw last week. This season, tonight, 5 of 8, 115 yards. His top receiver, Isaac Gagan, normally a threat running the football. Potosi's leading rusher on the year. He's now got three catches for 93 yards, pair of receptions, 30 yards plus on this drive, have made it first and 10 at the Perryville 15, a minute left in the first half. Play action fake to the wingback, sweeping. Coleman will throw wide open in the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown, Potosi. Devin Marler, who caught the only passing touchdown of the season for the Trojans last week, wide open as they went play action on the wingback pitch. Wingback coming in motion here from the near sideline, and Marler just runs the straight go up the middle, and he's wide open in the end zone for the 15-yard score. Potosi, at the end of the first half, has doubled its lead to 13-0.
Well, Nathan, that is exactly what you want to do if you're the Potosi Trojans. It's exactly what you cannot allow to happen if you're the Perryville Pirates defense. I'll tell you why after this PAT. As snap good, kick good, it is up, and it is good. 14-0 here with under a minute to go in the first half. And, Nathan, the reason why you can't let that happen if you're that Perryville defense, Potosi got that ball and started that drive on their own 4-yard line. They just went 96 yards. In a minute and a half, they got the ball on their own 4-yard line with 2.5 minutes left in the first half. They go 96 yards, 7 plays in a minute and a half, and they punch it in and now go up by 2 scores. That is a phenomenal drive by the Potosi Trojans. Backbreaker for this Perryville Pirates defense, especially considering Potosi's going to be getting that ball to start the second half.
That's your Gilster Mary Lee drive recap. Receptions of 31 and 30 yards for Isaac Gagan. The big plays on that drive. And again, we said it coming out of the break. This is a team that just doesn't throw it much. 47 total attempts coming into tonight on the season. Andrew Coleman, the junior QB. You were saying in pregame, he's a gamer. Watch out to see what he can do. He's having a big one tonight. He's had some perfect touch passes fall in, and he's 6-for-9 for 130 yards. And the touchdown there, Devin Marler, becoming a touchdown machine. Caught the only passing TD of the season for Potosi last week in the win over DeSoto, and he's wide open there. 55 seconds left in the first half. After the TD, here is Blake Henson to kick it away. It's popped up around the 20. It'll be fielded by Dawson Camden inside the 20. Gets out past the 25 and then is dragged down right after. He's going to be down around the 27-yard line. Looked like that time combination of Blake Meese and then also out there Carson Saunders for Potosi on kick coverage. So 50 seconds left in the first half. Perryville has two timeouts in their back pocket. They will start at their own 27-yard line. They've been in a spread look almost all night. They will do so again, have trips to the near side of the field. The receiver here all the way nearest the sideline is Dawson Camden. Out of the pistol, Evan Doherty, the quarterback. Bohoriquez, the deep back. They fake it to him, throw the screen here near side. Camden makes the catch, breaks the tackle, gets out beyond the 30, brought down as he works his way past the 35, and he will roll and fall down at the 36. Clock's going to keep spinning. After that 9-yard gain there on the completion from Doherty to Camden, we're at 32 seconds and counting left here in the first half. Perryville goes no huddle. They'll split trips to the far sideline here. 20 seconds left in the first half as the clock keeps running. Doherty from the pistol takes the snap, play action fake. Again, they'll throw the bubble screen far sideline. This one to Carter Dix. Makes the catch, breaks a tackle, works his way out past the 40, and then is wrapped up by two or three defenders at the 40-yard line. 9 seconds left in the first half, and finally, Perryville will stop the clock with the first of the two timeouts they have left here. After Dix does pick up, good yardage to the 41-yard line that time. Give him 6 yards, and he picks up a Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down.
And if you're the Pirates here, you got to go a little quicker than what they did, or maybe try to burn an extra timeout or two in there. I know you only got a handful of them left, but man, I just cannot get over how impressive that Potosi drive was there with 2.5 minutes left at 96 yards in front of them. They went down in a minute and 35 seconds. I mean, and this is a team you've been hammering it home, buddy. Only about 300 some yards for the quarterback on the year for Coleman throwing the ball through the air. Here tonight, he gets about half of that back all in one half. And to do it, really get almost a third of it back in one drive. Just absolutely remarkable. And I'll tell you what, man, this Potosi team playing really well here tonight on both sides of the ball. It's going to be interesting to see how Perryville makes some adjustments at halftime and what they want to try to do to break things open. They've had opportunities. They've certainly had the ball in positive field position, but a couple of turnovers in the red zone have really changed this ball game here tonight for the Pirates.
Isaac Gagan came into tonight, 4 catches total on the year, 3 this evening for 93 yards. He's been the big play threat, running the wheel route a lot as a wingback. 9 seconds left in the first half. It's 1st and 10 from their own 41 for the Perryville offense. Receiver in motion out of the slot is Grimaud. Back to throw Doherty. It's a screen set up to the near sideline, and the pass is incomplete. Dropped that time by Dawson Camden. Obviously running the screen. There was pressure right in Doherty's face that time from Hunter Moon. Incompletion leaves us with 5 seconds left in the first half. 2nd down and 10 coming up.
That's what makes this a bit more challenging, Nathan. If you play Madden, they're playing the prevent defense are the Potosi Trojans. Safety's about 20, 30 yards off the ball deep. You know, the DB's out there. You got a couple of down linemen, but for the most part, you're playing prevent. You're just trying not to allow a big play here at the end, and that makes life awful difficult for the offense.
They've got 4 DBs about 20 yards deep and 1 extra deep safety as well. 2 wide to each side. Receiver coming in motion from the far sideline is Grimaud. Fake the jet sweep to him. Doherty will look to throw now. He'll keep it running down around the right sideline. There is a scrum in the backfield as Hunter Moon was trying to apply the pressure that time. And Brad Ernst gets tied up with him there in the middle of that play. Potosi fans wanted some kind of a flag there as Ernst and Moon grappled. The result of the play is Doherty scrambles to pick up a yard, and that's the final play of the first half. Extracurriculars away from the play really were the star there, but the first half has come to a close. Potosi able to get themselves on top with a touchdown early in the second quarter, and then late in the first half, they score again. And at the break on their home field, fourth-seeded Potosi Trojans lead the number 5 seed Perryville 14-0 here in the first round of the Class 3 District 1 playoffs. We'll be sending you back to our regional radio studios here very soon for the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stay tuned for that. You're listening to High School Football on regional radio.
Fleegs Equipment was founded as a family-owned and operated business where it remains to this day. Known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Massey Ferguson, Hustler, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, Spartan, Kuhn, and many more. Fleegs Equipment is a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number. Our certified technicians can diagnose, troubleshoot, repair, and maintain your equipment. Not just one color, but every color. Even if you don't purchase your equipment here, we can provide you with the best service available and the largest selection of parts. As the months turn colder, it's time to service your equipment from the summer and fall. Winterize your equipment and tune up any equipment that you need over the winter, also for the spring. We do that here, and we do it well. If you're in the market for a new compact tractor, new blades, whatever the need, see us here at Fleegs Equipment. Make us your first stop, Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road in Lettington. Online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
And remembering, life is beautiful in all stages.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Carl R. Jones Excavating in Fredericktown is a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business and is number one when it comes to your next home project. Carl R. Jones can do a vast number of things in excavation work, which includes stripping and grubbing, building ponds and lakes, demolition, and a whole lot more. Carl R. Jones is a former United States Marine with active duty skills and abilities. Give him a call today at 573-783-5301.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. We'll update you on the scores from the teams in our entire listening area and get you the highlights from all of our broadcast action on J98, KJEP, KREI, and MIMOinfo.com.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington and a proud sponsor of high school football. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show begins right now, as in fact, all of our games at the break at the moment, and so perfect timing. We'll start the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show right now on regional radio. First, tell you about some scores that we're not broadcasting. Luther North all over Grandview right now, 55-0. St. Vincent is leading Portageville 27-8 in the second quarter. Central up 14-0 on Dexter at the break, and Kirkwood is defeating Northwest at the moment, 35-0 in the second quarter. Let's tell you what happened on J98 so far. It's 21-0 St. Genevieve over Fredericktown. St. Gen blocked a Fredericktown punt in the first quarter, setting them up for great field position.
It's blocked! St. Genevieve blocked the kick, trying to get the loose ball on the far sideline. They pick it up around the 20. Evan Walker blocked the punt for the Dragons. And the first big play of the game comes on special teams. The Dragons will have excellent field position set up on the Fredericktown 21-yard line with 9:01 to go in the first quarter.
Logan Gag for St. Gen would run it in for a touchdown on the next play and did so again on the following drive, putting the Dragons up 14-0. In the second quarter, Austin Bullock would put the Dragons up by three scores.
St. Genevieve, 1 of 3 on third down so far. They'll tick down the play clock to 5, taking the snap. Gig fakes the handoff, Trowinger. Then they'll pitch it outside to Bullock, who was there in the option, to the 10, to the 5, over a tackler, into the end zone. Touchdown, St. Genevieve. Austin Bullock runs it in from 13 yards out. The third rushing touchdown for St. Genevieve on the evening. They lead 20-0 with 11:07 to go in the half.
21-0 after the PAT, and that's how things ended. Fredericktown unable to get on the board just yet. So through two quarters at the break, St. Genevieve on J98 leads Fredericktown 21-0. More on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show coming up next on Regional Radio.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show rolls on right now on Regional Radio. Now we're going to take a look at what's happening on the MIMO Info Sports Stream, and after that we'll check on other scores in here in just a moment. But on the stream, it's Potosi and Perryville facing off, and well, the first quarter was scoreless. Nobody getting on the board in the first frame, but then Potosi at the very beginning of the second punched it in on a short touchdown run from Andrew Coleman.
20 seconds into the first quarter, Iskrigs is the up back. Coleman will keep it on the quarterback. Sneepin lunges in, an easy run, touchdown Potosi. Andrew Coleman, just his 22nd carry of the year, but his 5th touchdown, keeps it on the 1-yard QB sneak, and Potosi, with 11:34 left in the first half, jumps in front 6-0.
7-0 after the PAT. Late in the second, Andrew Coleman would throw for a touchdown to Devin Marler.
Play action fake to the wingback, sweeping. Coleman will throw wide open in the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown, Potosi. Devin Marler, who caught the only passing touchdown of the season for the Trojans last week, wide open as they went play action on the wingback pitch. Wingback coming in motion here from the near sideline. And Marler just runs the straight go up the middle, and he's wide open in the end zone for the 15-yard score. Potosi, at the end of the first half, has doubled its lead to 13-0.
14-0 Potosi after the PAT, and that's where things would end in the half. So a 14-0 advantage for Potosi. Other scores from around the area, St. Pius up on Jefferson in the second quarter, 15-0. Valley Catholic leads Crystal City at the break by a score of 53-0 there. We've got more on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show coming up next. Still got a look at what's going on both AM 800 KREI and also AM 1400 KJF.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
BMW Convenience in Fredericktown and Valley Mines is your one-stop convenience store. Their friendly staff is ready to help you find everything you need. They have a wide variety of grab-and-go hot foods that includes breakfast, burgers, pizzas, and so much more. BMW Convenience also has specialty home-style custom deli sandwiches made to your liking, along with all your other convenience store needs. And while you're there, fill up with their Gulf-branded fuels. That's BMW Convenience in Fredericktown and Valley Mines.
It's Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show, and it rolls on right now on Regional Radio. Taking a look now at what's going on AM 800 KREI, an offensive festival mostly enjoyed by the Farmington Knights. It's a 49-7 mark for Farmington over Windsor at the break. We'll see how it all went down. Farmington got the scoring started early on a long run by Caden Files for a touchdown on the second play for the Knights.
Option play left side, and Files is wide open, picks up one block, and he is gone. Files
from the 47-yard line, just sprints right through the seam and into the end zone, and Farmington goes two plays.
7-0 Farmington after the PAT, then a Windsor turnover net of the Knights. Another score with Braden Botkin this time.
Botkin is the fullback right here, and they'll send him right through the middle. Botkin just slams his way in right behind his left tackle, and the Knights quickly are on top by two touchdowns. One play on this drive after that quick turnover, and a 13-0 lead for the Knights. 10:08 remaining here in the first quarter.
It would stay 13-0 after the missed PAT. Then Farmington continued to pour it on, now a little over midway through the first. Again, it was Caden Files.
But indeed it will be Files keeping it. Runs behind his fullback, Botkin, and skates his way into the end zone. Files with a little jab step right there. It wasn't your conventional quarterback sneak. It was really just a quarterback lead that went right through the middle that time. And Files getting into the end zone for the second time tonight. That's an 8-yard touchdown run by Caden Files. And the Knights are on top 19-0 at the 4:52 mark of the first quarter.
21-0 after a two-point conversion. Well, on Windsor's ensuing drive, they'd actually go for it on fourth down and end up with a touchdown.
Kneels down over the top of the ball. Austin Henry is the single setback off the left hip of his quarterback. Gamerick wants to throw it. Rolls to the left side. He airs this one out long and has a man wide open in Julian Ulmer. Nobody was close to him. A blown coverage. And Gamerick throws for a 37-yard touchdown strike to Julian Ulmer. His third touchdown pass of the year. Gamerick to Ulmer. Oh, he spotted that mismatch and took advantage of it right away. Farmington just blew a coverage right there.
21-7 after the PAT for Windsor, but Farmington would get that touchdown right back thanks to DeMond Guthrie.
And also you've got Harris as the wing to the left side. Guthrie gets the pitch. Harris the lead blocker. Guthrie follows him through the hole, dives for the end zone, and he's in. Touchdown, DeMond Guthrie from 15 yards out. And Roper, you couldn't have blocked that any better.
28-7, Farmington after the PAT, still in quarter one there. Then as the second quarter began, it was Farmington's Eli Lamb with a pick six.
Third and 9 for Windsor. They're in trouble. The quarterback under pressure. Eli Lamb has the pick. He cuts back to the 10, gets his way to the 5, and cruises into the end zone. Eli Lamb, a 37-yard pick six. And the Lammer goes all the way to the end zone. His second interception of the year. And this one is in residence. Farmington on top, 34-7.
35-7 after the PAT. Later in the second, it was Royce Harris running one in for the Knights.
Farmington has already gone to its second team quarterback. This is Drew Felker in the ball game now. Felker pitches this one to Royce Harris. Royce gets it on the outside, blasts through the middle, cuts back to the left, and they will not catch him. Royce Harris, 40 yards, a one-play drive, and the black shirts are in the end zone again. Knights on top, 41-7, 9:58 remaining in our first half of play, and Royce has two carries. He's got one for 19 yards and that one from 40 in the
42-7 after the PAT. Then Carter Barnes got in on the fun for Farmington.
Here's a pitch to Barnes. Barnes goes around the left end. Carter shifts into second and drives that semi-truck into the end zone. A 25-yard touchdown run by Carter Barnes. His first score of the year, and Farmington is firing on all cylinders.
49-7 Farmington. That's the score at the break as the Knights all over the Windsor Owls. Coming up next on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show, a look at what's going on AM 1400 KJF right now. Festus leads at the break 28-0 over DeSoto.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
How would you like to win a special edition Toyota Supra or over $50,000 in cash? Hi, this is Kim Elbel. Twin City Toyota has teamed up with Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place to build much-needed transitional housing for domestic violence survivors. Purchase a ticket for just $100 to win this iconic sports car or the cash value. Get your raffle ticket today at Twin City Toyota or online at comtree.org/Supra. The drawing will be held on Black Friday, November 29th. Get your ticket today and good luck.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show continues right now as we've got one more game to look at here. It is the one on AM 1400 KJF. The Festus Tigers all over DeSoto at the break, 28-0 in that one. Of course, DeSoto beat Festus earlier on in the season. But looking at the highlights, putting the Festus Tigers in the lead, it was Colin Doyle, an 11-yard touchdown run.
There's a give to Doyle. Doyle trying to stretch it outside to the near side, to the 10, to the 5, and tippy toes his way just inside the pylon, and that's a touchdown to the Tigers. 11-yard scamper and score for Colin Doyle.
And it was 13-0 after this score.
So DeSoto, second drive at their own 33. Left to right they move. And there's a throw to the far side. Picked off by Austin Cole. He's off to the races along the DeSoto sideline. Crosses the 5 and the goal line with the football risen above his shoulders.
And Robinson made it another touchdown, putting Festus up 20-0.
9 men on the line. The give to Robinson goes straight ahead, and he's got the 6.
And one more score for Festus before the break would eventually put them up by a score of 28-0 there. So the Festus Tigers defeating right now the DeSoto Dragons at the break 28-0. This has been the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Coming up next, we'll go back out to the field on J98 The Boots, AM 800 KREI, and also the MIMO Info Sports Stream. That's coming up here in just a few minutes.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with 2 side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any 2 full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick 2 items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
That filet, yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. It's got iron. It's got protein. Heck, that steak's even got vitamins. So I guess what we're saying is, what that delicious, nutritious steak doesn't have is a reason to wait. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Are you ready?
This message brought to you by the Missouri Beef Industry Council. See what's cooking at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Back in the heart of Washington County, you're listening to coverage of high school football on regional radio, brought to you in part by Midwest Sports Center of Farmington and New Era Bank in Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bon Terre. Thanks for tuning in tonight to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Just about ready to start the second half of this first-round matchup in Class 3 District 1 playoffs, as the Potosi Trojans have a 14-0 lead on their home field, the number 4 seed over the 5th-seeded Perryville Pirates. Teams trading punts early in the game before early stages of the second quarter. About a half minute into the second quarter, Potosi capped an impressive 9-10-play march with a 1-yard quarterback sneak for a touchdown run by QB Andrew Coleman, his 5th touchdown of the year. And then Perryville had a couple of opportunities to tie the game up, were able to get the ball down inside the 20-yard line on back-to-back possessions, and each of those possessions ended in a fumble, giving the ball back to Potosi. Trojans found themselves backed up at their own 4-yard line with about 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Managed to go 96 yards in a minute and a half to wrap up the second quarter, capped or highlighted by a couple of big passing plays from QB Andrew Coleman to Isaac Gagan, pair of receptions for 30 yards each, moving the Trojans into scoring position. And then Coleman hits Devin Marler for the 15-yard touchdown pass with less than a minute to go in the first half. And that is how Potosi got itself a 14-0 lead at the break. Let's take a look at first half stats brought to you by the Presbyterian Manor. The way you want to live, visit them in Farmington or online at presbyterianmanor.org. Andrew Coleman, just 47 pass attempts all year, but he was slinging it in that first half. 6 of 9 for 130 yards and his second passing TD of the season, each of them coming in the last 2 weeks to Devin Marler. Gagan leading Potosi in receiving, 3 catches for 93 yards. Kyle Miller also had two catches for 22 yards. Miller leads the Trojans in rushing with 21 yards on five carries. Gagan has 17 yards on four attempts. Wade Merciel, nine carries for just 18 yards in that first half for the Potosi Trojans. Trojans were also hit with three penalties for 20 yards. Two fumbles lost in that first half for Perryville. The big story offensively, Evan Doherty, their starting QB, is just 5 of 9 for 64 yards. As the opening kickoff is fumbled by Potosi, but they do fall on top of it. Kyle Miller, the up back, on the short popped-up kick, didn't handle it, but does fall on it inside the 40-yard line. So Trojans will keep possession here after receiving the opening kickoff of the second half. Other first-half numbers for Perryville. Carter Dix with two catches for 44 yards, but one of those, a 38-yard reception, ended in one of the two fumbles for Perryville. Doherty leading Perryville, rushing the football with just 12 yards on five carries. Caleb Grimaud has 9 yards on three attempts as Potosi goes left to right here to start the second half, and they'll open the third quarter first and 10 at their own 37-yard line. Wing to each side, wing in motion from the far sideline is Kyle Miller, but we've got a flag pre-snap motion on Potosi. Will back them up 5 yards here to make it first and 15. Inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, I'm Nathan Gertz alongside Brandon Pavlina. Brandon, Perryville had opportunities in the second quarter after Potosi jumped in front, didn't capitalize, and then the Trojans with that huge drive at the end of the first half to double up their lead.
Yeah, I think that was really just the story was that last drive by the Potosi Trojans to be able to go 96 yards in a minute and 35 seconds and seven plays. That's not something this Potosi offense is particularly used to doing. They grind out yards more than get big explosive plays, but they were able to get a nice drive at the end of the second half to give themselves some breathing room, and they get the ball to start here the second half. They can go down, drive, and punch it in, or at least put points on the board, make it maybe a three-score game if they can kick a field goal. So it would really make it a big hill to climb in the second half for Perryville.
On first down and 15, here's a give to the up-back Wade Merciel. He will get forward out from the original line of scrimmage to about the 37. It's a 4-yard pickup. Merciel now up to 22 yards on 10 attempts. They're leader in carries so far this season. Not much success tonight. Fake the pitch to the wingback in motion from the far side. Give sweep to the near side wingback Isaac Gagan, and it's stonewalled. Good work by the Perryville defense up front. Chris Ernst, the senior defensive end, in there to help make the stop. Gagan got himself no gain on that play, and Potosi backed up facing third and long.
And really, when you think about it, Nathan, so far tonight, Potosi has not run the ball well at all. I would imagine that their numbers would tell you that they're averaging less than 4 yards, maybe 5 yards a carry. I would imagine it's down in the 2 to 3 yard range. And with that being the case, the passing game is so big right now.
Wing back in motion from the far sideline. Play action fake. Throw over the middle. The field is incomplete. Almost intercepted. As they again went looking for the tight end, this time Josh Allen. Coleman's throw into triple coverage, though, nearly picked off by Dawson Camden. Off the deflection, it ends up being an incompletion, and Perryville's defense starts the second half strong, forcing the three and out. To your point about the rushing numbers, 71 yards tonight for Potosi on the ground on 24 carries. They've really struggled. It's almost been essential that Andrew Coleman and the passing game have had such a big performance, particularly in that second quarter, as it will be a punt attempt, and it's dropped, and Hinson will scramble and try to get the first down off the loose punt. Blake Hinson's got the first down as he gets out past the 45 and beyond midfield. Heads-up play by the sophomore punter, Blake Hinson. He fumbled the snap. Everybody for Perryville bailing to go back for punt coverage. Hinson had a lane here on the near sideline, and he takes advantage and rumbles his way all the way out to midfield to pick up the first down, 13 yards on third and 11. To keep the drive alive for Potosi.
Somewhere Pat McAfee's smiling right now, Nathan. Punters are athletes too, and right there, you saw it on display, is able to get some athletic moves out in the open field. Look, you got to be aware on those punts that you got to get rid of the ball quick. And
play action fake on the fake to the give to the upback Merciel. Swing pass to the far sideline by Coleman is caught. That's Isaac Gagan, but he's popped immediately. Good tackle in space by Carter Dix. Will mean that Gagan only picks up about a yard there on first down. That play certainly good for the brand there for Blake Hinson, who has had a nice night punting and is 2 for 2 on extra point attempts, and now he gets in the action offensively a little there, extending what was for Perryville a 3-and-out defensively. Now they have to go right back out there on defense and go to work with the ball just beyond midfield. Spot it at the Perryville 49 for second down and 9. Potosi again lining up double wing. Wing to the near side, Gagan in motion. Hand off to the up back, Merciel. He'll lunge forward after initial contact. Clayton Stephens there to help make the stop. Eventually, he falls forward to the 45, wrapped up by Kyle Underwood. And that'll be a nice little gain there. Actually going to spot the ball back near the 46. So 3 yards there for Merciel. And again, Perryville defensively gets themselves to third down.
And we've said it. I mean, the numbers are going to be really strange here tonight for this Potosi offense, Nathan, when you consider that they've already thrown 10 passes in the game for Andrew Coleman, and he only had 47 coming into the game. I mean, the yardage, the attempts, this is going to be a game if Potosi can throw the ball. They're going to have a great chance to keep doing good things.
Two in the backfield now, Coleman under center. They will give to Kyle Miller on the B-back power, and it is stuffed immediately, dropped in the backfield. There's that man we've been talking about, the senior nose tackle, Ian Curry. Great jump off the snap, and he drops Miller for a loss. Ball's going to be spotted back behind the 45. Move it down, to the 46, so no gain, maybe a loss of a yard there to bring up fourth down. And again, right after the punting unit picked up a first down, now they have to come back out and likely have to kick it for real. You would think Perryville's going to be a little more adept and aware of Henson taking off. Henson will punt it away. Right-footed kick off the side of his foot will bounce inside the 30 and will go out of bounds. They will mark it dead at the 29-yard line. So despite shenanigans there a moment ago, Blake Henson, as we said, very good for the brand, able to pick up the yardage on the bobbled punt snap. Perryville does get off the field defensively.
Yeah, and just take it even one step further, Nathan. I mean, that extra play takes an extra 2 minutes off the clock. You get to run three more plays, and you get to even move the ball back a little bit further, because otherwise you punt about 20 yards back, and you're probably giving Perryville possession on around the 50-yard line. Now instead backed up inside their own 30, so just a lot of good things happen on that fake punt.
They've got two wide to each side from their own 29 on first and 10. Receiver out of the slot in motion. They will just give it straight up the gut. Pistol handoff to Caleb Grimaud. And the tailback for Perryville is going to pick up pretty decent yardage. Works his way out to the 33. 4 yard gain. Grimaud now tonight, 4 carries for 13 yards.
Did have the big fumble, however. And so for him in the second half, he's going to really have to keep two hands on that football, because he fumbled down inside the red zone on a drive that really was brewing well for Perryville. See if he can hold on this half.
Under 8 minutes left here in the third quarter. Receiver in motion from the slot near side is Dylan Holt. Fake the jet sweep to him. Read option. Keeping it as Doherty. Breaks a tackle. Woo! Moves by a man at the 40. Nice shake and bake as he works his way out past the 45. And he's dragged down around the 47. A great little cutback move by Doherty around the 40. Extended that into a big play. Gets all the way out for a gain of 14. And a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down.
Yeah, real fancy footwork there on the outside. Had a nice little shuffle move, sidestep. Had the defender flying right past him. That's why this young man has been so good running the football this year. They've given it to him now over 130 times on the campaign, and for good reason, because when he has the ball, he can do good things.
Came into tonight, 817 yards and 12 touchdowns. Ed Haar, you heard it in our pregame interview, mentioned that was something Perryville, Potosi didn't see from Perryville in their first meeting earlier this year. They had to be prepared for it. Receiver in motion, fake the up give. Now it's a sweep here to the near side, reverse. A lot of room for Ussery, and he's going to get past the 35, inside the 30, down inside the 20, and dragged down. The last man that could catch him, Blake Meese, does, but all the way down is Charlie Ussery around the 15 at the Potosi 16-yard line. Faked the give one way from a slot receiver in motion, and then gave it on the reverse to the other slot receiver. They're spreading him out wide, but they're basically functioning like wingbacks, and Ussery there that time picks up a big-time gain. Give him a credit of 37 yards on that run.
And, Nathan, I didn't see who the number was, but the big lineman out front blocking is either Mueller or Steffens. One of those two got out in the open field and buried a guy in the way. Just an unbelievably well-executed play.
Can Perryville finally finish in the red zone? First and 10, quarterback draw. Doherty will keep it, work his way down inside the 15, gets real close to the 10-yard line. Might be marked down right at the 10. We've had big plays for Perryville, and we mentioned it in our first half recap. 38-yard bomb to Carter Dix got them inside the 5. He fumbled right after making the catch, though. And then a 15-yard penalty after getting great field position on the other side of midfield moved them to the 20. And immediately right after that, the run by Grimaud, he fumbles it away right back to Potosi. What do the Pirates do here? After a gain of 6 yards that time on the run by Doherty to get the ball down to the 10 for second and four. Two wide to each side in the pistol. Receiver from the slot here near side, Holt in motion. Doherty again keeps quarterback draw right side. Dragging tacklers. He works his way down inside the five, and he's close to the goal line. Going to be marked down at about the three. Looks like that time Amandre Hill from the defensive line able to backtrack behind the play and stops him from getting in. But a nice gain there. Gets down to the four. Give him credit for 6 more yards. On that run, back-to-back 6-yard runs by Doherty, brings up first and goal coming up here at the 4-yard line. 5.5 minutes left, third quarter. Potosi leads it 14-0.
And yeah, it's just almost like a quarterback delay there. Beautifully run, nice play.
Again, two wide to each side in the pistol. Slot receiver here near side, Holt in motion. They hand it off to him. He turns the corner around the 5-yard line, dives for the pylon. Is he in? The side judge marked him short. They're going to say he is right at the goal line. Dylan Holt ever so close to lunging it in. They're maybe inches away now. It'll be second down and goal. Nose of the football is right at the goal line. They will again spread two wide to each side. Pistol set. Slot receiver in motion. Far sideline coming. They hand it off up the middle. That's Ussery. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Perryville. Charlie Ussery, who made the big play on this drive to get them into range to score, finishes it off from just outside the goal line, the 1-yard plunge. Ussery's fourth touchdown of the year, and Perryville is right back in this thing. 4:48 left, third quarter. They've cut the lead in half, 14-6. Make it 14-7 as Dawson Camden on for the extra point. His kick is up and good. In a blink, the Perryville Pirates are right back in this game. 4:48 left in the third quarter. Potosi 14, Perryville 7. We'll be back in a moment. This is the High School Football Playoffs on Regional Radio.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every aim for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the inks to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ink for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Momentum perhaps swinging here in Potosi as the Trojans' lead cut in half. Perryville has made it 14-7 with a nice drive. Potosi about to get it back after a kickoff fielded by Blake Meese has returned 15 yards out to the 35-yard line. Long drive for Perryville capped. Charlie Ussery scoring for the fifth time this season with the 1-yard touchdown plunge. That's tonight's Patsy's Furniture pileup of the game. You'll love to shop at Patsy's on St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Potosi first and 10 from their own 35. It's a give to the up back after they again show wing back motion pre-snap, and lunging ahead that time is Braden Iskriggs back in there at fullback for Potosi. Nice little gain there out to the 39 for 4 yards.
I'll tell you what, Nathan, that actually should not have counted. That should have gone back the other way. Perryville was trying to get a guy off the field. There's no chance that he got off that field in time, but the side judge on that far sideline just missed it. And Coach Hart clearly a little bit frustrated by not getting that 12-man on the field. And instead, it's a 4-yard pickup on first down.
Head coach of the Potosi Trojans lurking here on the near sideline, a couple yards removed from the rest of his team. Motion one way, give on the handoff here near side. Kyle Miller, he's got a little room past the 45, breaks the tackle out past the 50, and works his way down inside the 45 to the Perryville 43. Nice job that time. Faked the sweep one way with Gagan. Came here to the near side with Kyle Miller. He's had a lot of success running the football tonight. And he picks up a big chunk there. Works his way all the way down to the Perryville 43 for a gain on that last one of about 18 yards.
I mean, yeah, this is a big response drive right here for the Trojans after giving up that first score. You got to go back and respond yourself.
Wing to each side, handoff to the up back. Is Briggs breaks a tackle at the 40, has room past the 35, gets inside the 30, has a block thrown for him, works inside the 20, 15, 10, down inside the 5 and knocked out of bounds near the pylon. Braden Isbriggs got loose in the middle of the field, cut it back here to the near sideline and took off. Got a great block downfield from Isaac Gagan and works his way all the way down inside the 5, down to the Perryville 2.
Well, that's one way to do it there, Nathan. A couple of big runs consecutively, and just like that, three plays on this drive. And on those three plays, they've already covered well over 60 yards, and now they're knocking on the door. So Potosi answering back with some big-time plays. That's exactly what you wanted if you're the Trojans.
That run, the longest play of the night either way, 41 yards. First and goal coming for Potosi. Up a touchdown at the Perryville 2, 3.5 left third quarter. Zone read, handoff Isbriggs, the up back. They lose the football at the end of the play. Got knocked down short of the goal line. The side judge says he's down. Referee here on the near sideline says that Isbriggs was down before he lost the football. Perryville players thought not only was it out, but they had recovered it. They say he's down with the ball just shy of the goal line inside the 1. It'll bring up second and goal.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Nathan. That was awfully close. I mean, the line judge has a much better view of it down there right on the field, but I thought he was reaching for the line, and then the ball came loose. Regardless, Potosi keeps possession, and they're on the inch-yard line.
Isbriggs comes out. Wade Merciel back in as the fullback. Wing to each side. Quarterback sneak. Coleman up the gut. He's pushed in. Push from Merciel. Gets Coleman in. Touchdown, Potosi. The big 41-yard by Braden Isbriggs. A big part of a quick response drive after Perryville had gotten on the board. And Andrew Coleman, second time tonight, he has scored on the QB sneak. Third total touchdown of the game for the Trojan junior QB. Potosi's lead extended back to 2 possessions. They're up 20-7.
That's impressive right there, Nathan. That's how you respond. 5 plays, minute 48. Capped it off with a 1-yard touchdown run by Andrew Coleman. Now back up by 2 scores.
Blake Henson on for the extra point. Snap is good. Hold put down by Blake Meese, and the kick is no good. Pushed it to the left, it looked that time. So perhaps that could play a little role as we come down the stretch here. Great response by Potosi in a blink after Perryville gets their first touchdown of the night, cuts the lead in half. Trojans quickly down the field, and again, they're up 2 scores. 2:42 left third quarter. Potosi 20, Perryville 7. Back in a moment. This is the High School Football Playoffs on Regional Radio.
Join the Jefferson County YMCA for our annual Thanksgiving Day 5K. Hi, this is Shelley Otek. Burn some calories before your holiday festivities begin with this fun run walk. The YMCA 5K is open to all ages, so bring the whole family. Contact the Y at 636-931-9622 for more information or to register today. So join the fun Thanksgiving Day for our annual run at the Jefferson County Family YMCA.
Couple of big runs, 18 yards by Kyle Miller, 41 yards by Braden Isbriggs. The difference in that last possession is Potosi matches Perryville's third quarter touchdown, and the Trojans' lead is now 20-7 with 2:42 left in the third period. Kick is away from Blake Henson, but it's going to roll out of bounds, and the flag will come out. Perryville has the option to either take the ball around the 35 or re-kick. More than likely going to take the field position here. And will once again, despite being down 2 scores again, find themselves in good field position here in just a moment, as we will take this quick moment to take another look at the Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy scoreboard. Other high school football playoff games around the area, one in particular we're looking at, of course. Who would the winner of this game face next week, Brandon?
Yeah, taking a look here, Kennett. Having a quick moment here trying to find it. We'll get back to that Kennett score because it has vanished on us for the moment. But St. Pius, big lead over Jefferson, 21-0. Valley Catholic, 53-0 over Crystal City. Festus, 34-0 over DeSoto. A lot of lopsided games. Farmington, 49-7 over Windsor. Hillsborough, 6-0 over Sykeston at half. Lutheran North, 55-0 over Grandview. A lot of lopsided games.
On first and 10 from their own 35, Perryville pistol set will give right away to the up man, Fernando Bajoriquez. He'll pick up about a yard after being hit by initial contact. A reminder, you can hear Farmington Windsor on AM 800 KREI and DeSoto and Festus going on right now on AM 1400 KJF. Stay tuned on those stations after the games are done for the Home Pools and Spas End Zone show as we wrap up the first weekend of the high school football playoffs on regional radio. 1 yard gain for Bajoriquez brings up second down and 9 at the 36. Receiver in motion here from the slot near side is Ussery. Play action fake. Doherty's going to look to throw. Rolls out here to the right side. Evades a tackler and will take off running. Past the 40. Out past the 45. Sheds a tackle and works his way out closer to midfield. Looks like he's going to be brought down at about the 48-yard line. Nearly got dragged down in the backfield by Hunter Moon that time. Doherty evading the sack also picks up great yardage on the run. And we have a discussion at the end of that play by the referees, and a penalty flag has been thrown. They're going to say there was an illegal block at the end of that run by Doherty. So a great scramble there by the Perryville QB is going to get walked backwards at least. The officials here on the near sideline are still talking to the head referee about what occurred on that play. And he's walking backwards over here to the 30. It is an illegal block in the back is the call on Perryville. So it's going to be second down again. And the result of that penalty is that the ball just goes right back to the 36. So the block occurred downfield 10 yards. And Perryville just has to redo the down over, essentially, with less than 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Pirates will line two wide to each side. Receiver here in the slot to the near side is Ussery. Receiver closest to the sideline here on the near side is Camden. From the pistol, Doherty. Play action fake. Bubble screen, far sideline. Caught, Carter Dix. Works his way out past the original line of scrimmage and maybe gets a yard. And a flag is thrown at the end of that play. Tristan Murdoch in there to help make the tackle that time for Potosi, as well as the big D lineman, Amandre Hill. But are they going to say there was a little too much hitting after the play, after Dix made the catch and was brought down? Official will signal a face mask. So that's going to hurt Potosi defensively in a big way there, as Dix really only got a yard. Oh, they called a penalty on Perryville on that play as well, I think. Or did they?
I think it's just going against the Trojans here, Nathan. Looks like, because well, you can't move the ball up, because if it's two penalties on either side, they offset and you replay the down. So must have happened a little bit in the backfield there, because didn't gain a lot of yardage. But now a third down at about 7 after the face mask called it, much to the chagrin of the home fans here in attendance.
Well, they're not marking any yardage off, though, because the result of the play is that Dix picked up a yard on the bubble screen and only moves up a yard. There must have been a penalty on Perryville at the end of that play as well that wipes
it
out.
Offset.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Fouls after the play mean that it's just 3rd and 8. Receiver in motion here from the near side slot. Ussery. Doherty will keep. Quarterback draw up the middle. Doesn't go very far. Worked his way closer to the 40. Maybe got another yard. But it's going to be 4th down for Perryville. Less than a minute left, and the clock spinning here in the third quarter.
And this would have been a big moment for Perryville to try to swing back, get some momentum in their favor. Kind of slowed things down once a couple of penalties in there and just a long discussion by the referee maybe chopped down some of the momentum. But regardless, now it's 4th down and about 6 yards to go, and the offense still out on the field for Perryville, so they're thinking about being aggressive here late in the third quarter.
Play clock hasn't reset. I think it's being kept on the field. 15 seconds left, 3rd quarter. 4th down, and we've got early motion. Man in motion on the slot on the near side was Ethan Moran. Potosi looked like they jumped. But we'll wait for the call, obviously, on the field. It's the referee on the far sideline who threw the flag. And now our head official we'll call encroachment. 5 yards is going to be marked off. Much more manageable fourth and about one, maybe even two, coming up here for Perryville. Clock stopped after that penalty at 11 seconds left in the third quarter. It's going to start winding here again in a moment. It does. Potosi is now has 30 yards on five penalties. It is fourth down and a yard. Ball spotted at the Potosi 44. Perryville will not run a play, though, before the third quarter comes to an end. Four fingers in the air on all sidelines as we go to the fourth quarter. Winner go home time for these two teams in the high school football district playoffs. Class 3, District 1 first round. Potosi 20, Perryville 7. We'll have the fourth quarter on the other side. This is high school football on regional radio.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll. And we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go. Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit, or visit them online at twincitytoyota.com.
You're listening to High School Football on Regional Radio, brought to you by Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, the Potosi R3 School District, and Prairie Farms Presbyterian Manor, Serenity Hospice Care, all in Farmington. Big play here. Potosi leads Perryville 20-7. Pirates have 4th and 1 at their own 44-yard line as we start the fourth quarter. Two wide split to each side for the Perryville Pirates, clad in green and white. Green pants, green helmets, white jerseys. Receiver in motion. They will fake the give. No, they do give it to Charlie Ussery. He gets around the corner, picks up the first down, and works his way past the 45 and out near midfield. Ran zone read on the slot receiver sweep, and Ussery ends up getting it after Doherty held it in the belly there for a long time. And Charlie Ussery, who's coming on here in the second half for Perryville, is able to pick up 5 yards in a Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down.
Tell you what, that's a gutsy call there, Nathan, to string it out wide and go side to side instead of north and south when you only need 1 yard. And for a moment there, it looked as though the Potosi defense was going to make the play, but instead the Pirates get a first down, keep the chains moving.
From their own 49, first and 10, receiver sweep. Doherty keeps it on the zone read, and the Perryville QB drags tacklers past midfield all the way down to the 45-yard line. Evan Doherty is a big young man, and he showed off his power that time, pushing tacklers all the way to the Potosi 45 for a 6-yard gain.
Yeah, really nice carry there. As you just keep the legs churning as the quarterback there. It doesn't matter how many bodies you got wrapped up around you. You can keep the legs moving. Like you said, big body guy like Doherty back there. That's how you pick up those meaningful yards that can really pay dividends.
On second down and 4, receiver in motion. Oh. They throw the screen out here near side, and swing pass, rather, is incomplete. Ussery wasn't ready for it from Doherty, so it's behind him, hits the turf. 3rd and 4 upcoming at the 45-yard line. Both teams, as we said earlier in the evening, came in 5-4 on the season. Both teams had won back-to-back games coming into tonight. Winner faces either Kennett or Donovan next week in the Class 3 District 1 semifinals. Here is 3rd and 4 at the Potosi 45. Slot receiver in motion near side, Moran. Fake the up give. Give it on the sweep here near side. Ussery has room past the 45. Inside the 40. Down around the 35. And then dragged down by a tackler as he lunges forward to the 30-yard line. Charlie Ussery, the junior, coming up huge here in the second half for Perryville as he works his way for a 15-yard pickup on 3rd down to pick up another 1st down.
Yeah, they're going to have to continue to try to move the ball with some misdirection like that, because that's really been a great play against this Potosi defense, who's prone to getting fooled on those misdirection plays. That time it was Clayton Steffens, big guard, pulling out in front.
From the pistol, throw the screen near far side. That's caught by Dawson Camden. He works his way down inside the 25. Tackler throws him forward. He'll pick up a couple extra yards to just shy of another 1st down at the 20-yard line. Dawson Camden's been quiet tonight on offense. his first touch of the second touch of the evening, first reception. They do give him a 10-yard gain and another Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down as Perryville continues to keep things moving here. Clock is spinning down to 10 minutes left in the game. From the 20, first and 10, pistol set. Doherty pump fake. He'll throw the fade. Far side end zone. It's incomplete, way over the head and thrown out of the back of the end zone. He was looking, it looked like, for Ethan Moran there, but obviously missed him wide. That'll bring up second down.
Yeah, really good coverage there by Isaac Gagan. Didn't get fooled on the pump fake. Stayed with the guy running the fade route on the sideline. Clock now is at 9:59, so 10 minutes left. This drive coming up on 5 minutes and 10 plays. So a nice, long, sustained drive for the Pirates. But late in the quarter, Nathan, they're going to have to punch it in here quick and get the ball back as fast as possible because not much time left.
Second and 10, slot receiver in motion from the far sideline. It's a quarterback draw, and it's going nowhere. Doherty stuffed for no gain, going to lose yardage. Great job up front, Amondre Hill. Josh Allen leading the charge that time to get there. Hunter Moon in on the stop as well, and it looked like Kiki Ortiz helping out to get there. Loss of a yard brings up third and 11.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Hunter Moon's been everywhere tonight. He is having himself a whale of a game from that nose tackle spot, really just disrupting things, and you didn't really need more of an example of it than the little scuffle at the end of the half there. He's obviously bothering this offensive line.
They will fake the give to the up man and run the slot receiver sweep far sideline. Charlie Ussery has room around the corner, tries to get out near the 15, and he's dragged down by a tackler. Isaac Gagan stopped him from getting the first down on third and 11. A very nice pickup there from the 21, gets down to the 13, 8 yards, fourth down, and Potosi or Perryville obviously having to go for it, down two scores.
Yeah, huge play. Under 9 minutes now. Pirates drive well over 5 minutes, close it in on 6 minutes, but it's all for naught if you don't convert this fourth down and three.
Even the PA guy saying big defensive play here. Fourth and two coming at the 13-yard line. 8.5 minutes left. Perryville down two scores. They need 2 yards here. Two wide to each side. Slot receivers were both in motion, and there's pre-snap motion on the offensive line that's going to back Perryville up. Right side of the line looked like it flinched early, and the 5-yard backup will now make fourth down a little harder.
Yeah, you cannot do that in that spot at this stage of the game. Two guys in motion at the same exact time. That's a penalty all day, every day. And now it's about fourth down and 7 or 8 to go. Makes this a much bigger challenge than rather just fourth and 2 or 3. So we'll see what they go to. Having a hard time getting big chunk plays. Those reverses have worked, but they just ran it a moment ago. We'll see.
Slot receiver here to the near side. Ussery, two wide to each side from the pistol. Fourth and 8. They run the pitch inside to Holt, and it is wrapped up immediately. Perfectly sniffed out by the Potosi defense. Amondre Hill there first, wrapping it up. Nothing there. Wyatt Knapp helping out as well to make the stop. Tristan Murdick there as well for the Potosi defense. A huge stand for the Trojans on fourth down. They'll get the ball back up two scores with 8 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, just a huge stop there. And now the clock is a huge factor, Nathan, because under 9 minutes, actually just 8 minutes and 6 seconds on the clock, against the Potosi unit that loves to run the football, they can burn a lot of clock by simply getting just a few first downs here on this drive and really putting the Pirates in a tough spot.
It'll be first and 10 for Potosi at their own 18. They'll give on the up-back dive. That's Iskriggs, the fullback. He will lunge forward from the original line of scrimmage near the 25. They're going to mark him down at the 23, so a nice 5-yard pickup there on first down. Iskriggs tonight has had the big, long 41-yard run. He's got 61 yards on 5 carries in total. Clock continuing to spin. That's Potosi's best friend, up 2 scores, 7.5 minutes left in the game. Second and 5 from the 23. Wing back far side, Gagan in motion. They give it on the sweep far near side wing back. That is Miller. And after getting around the corner, he stopped right away. Good tackle in space by Dylan Holt there to stop Miller for a gain of just a yard and bring up third down.
Yeah, Amondre Hill there that time made a sensational play on the defensive side. A little slow on the block there, just didn't quite reach the defensive end who was able to sidestep Hill and reach the ball carrier all in one motion. Clock winding, 7 minutes now, as this is just the MO for Potosi right now. If they can get these 4 or 5 yards, get another first down, burn another 2 minutes off the clock, that'll be exactly what they want.
Perryville needs a stop defensively in the worst way, obviously, conversely. Here's 3rd and 4 from the 24. Wing back in motion, far side, Gagan, play action fake. They'll throw it up top towards Miller. It's intercepted! Dawson Camden picks it off at the 40. Has a convoy inside the 30, past the 20, past the 10, inside the 10, and tripped up inside the 10 at the 7 when Perryville absolutely needed it. Dawson Camden delivered the interception. Potosi throwing on third down, up 2 scores, and the pass intended for Kyle Miller down the near sideline, a floater that Camden steps in front, and he'll return the pick inside the 10. Instant red zone opportunity for Perryville when they absolutely had to have it down 2 scores.
Yeah, just a fantastic play there, and we've been waiting on that, Nathan. Some of these passes today have been just kind of floated up there. That time, similar story, different ending as the opposing team comes down with it, and now Pirates got to strike as quick as possible. 6.5 minutes left. You got to go as quick as you possibly can. Put Potosi in another tough spot.
First turnover of the game for the Trojans. Slot receiver in motion, Charlie Ussery. They will hand it to him. Sweep to the far sideline. This one is snuffed out and dropped for no gain, maybe a loss. Good work out there in space that time. Tristan Murdoch, one of the middle linebackers, snuffing that out for Potosi. They're going to say it's a gain. It's actually that Ussery got back to the line of scrimmage at the very least, so no gain to bring up second and goal. 6 minutes left in the ballgame. Clock's still spinning, too. So Perryville not just needing the touchdown, but needing to move with a little more urgency, perhaps. Too wide to each side. Slot receiver here near side. Ussery in motion. Doherty will keep it. Sidesteps a tackler. Gets passed inside the 5 and walks in untouched. Touchdown, Perryville! Doherty keeps it. Quarterback power left side. Had a little room as he cut it back inside the 5 to the right. And walks in for his 13th rushing touchdown of the year. And with a little less than 6 minutes to play, we got action. Perryville's cut this to the 20-13 game.
I mean, that's exactly what you needed right there if you're this Pirates team. Huge extra point here, Nathan, after the miss from Potosi last time. Snap is good. Hold is not great, but the kick is up, and it is good. That is huge, Nathan, because now touchdown and a PAT puts you in the lead if you're the Pirates. That is big. What an unbelievable sequence there. We've been waiting on it all day long, Nathan. We continue to say those passes were hanging up just a little bit, and the receivers were able to get under it and make some plays throughout the course of this game. But finally, the safety, Dawson Camden, comes up with the play of the game, perhaps. The interception, and then the return on the other side, too, getting it down inside the 10-yard line. Just 2 plays, and Perryville punches it in, and now everything changes. The pressure now on this Potosi team to maintain possession, to put a drive together. We'll see how they handle that adversity now with Perryville once again knocking on the door here in the fourth quarter.
2 plays, 7 yards. It's your Gilster Mary Lee drive recap. Potosi is going to look back on that decision to throw on third down potentially and really question why they did that. But in the meantime, they're going to try and maintain their 20-14 lead now. 5:49 left. Kick is away. Fielded deep inside the 15. Blake Henson back there to get it. He cuts back around the 20, around the 25. Drags tacklers as he works his way out past the 30. Blake Henson, just a sophomore. We've seen him used as a pretty good place kicker, but that time nifty on the return. You can see why he has the green light to run like he did on that fumbled snap on the punt earlier, because he's got some shiftiness in his game.
Yeah, absolutely. No, especially at this level, a lot of times your punters are position players for you, and right there you saw why a young man could scoot a little bit.
Ball gets out to the 33. Potosi with the 6-point lead, 5:40 to go. 1st and 10. Wing to the far side, Gagan in motion. Hand off to the up back, Merciel. He'll lunge forward, gets out to the 35, but then is stopped right there. Combination of Dylan Holt, Clayton Steffens there to make the stop. 2-yard gain is going to bring up 2nd and 8.
So now it's the same situation, Nathan. You're telling each other in that secondary, be alert for the pass. However, I would imagine Coach Haar in this offense is going to be very hesitant to throw the ball after that interception. So if you're these linebackers, this D-line for the Pirates, you got to be putting your ears back and going and getting the ball immediately once it's snapped.
5 minutes left in the ball game. Pitch to the wingback in motion, coming here to the near side, Gagan, and he's wrapped up, maybe got a yard. Great tackle in space. Carter Dix there to make the play, but the
excellent
initial
pass.
Job to set the edge that time done by Tyler Baranowski, senior defensive lineman. Gagan only picking up a yard, brings up third and seven.
Well, here it is, Nathan. I said it. The pressure is on the Potosi Trojans right now, and they have a third down and long. Last time they came out throwing, I would imagine they'll be hesitant to do that this time, but we'll see. They've had success today throwing it. We'll see. Third and long.
4.5 to go in the game. On third and seven at their own 36. Wing to the near side, Kyle Miller in motion. They fake the up, make give. Sweep to the far side to Miller. He catches it. Is thrown out of bounds near the first down marker as Ethan Moran tried to tackle him before he could get around the edge. A flag was thrown back in the backfield, I think, by the official, the head referee.
Oh, and this could be huge, Nathan. It looks like on the far side they're marking the runner short regardless by about a yard. However, bit of a scuffle in the backfield. As it ended, Coleman came out with his palms to the sky. It's a personal foul on the Potosi Trojans.
Cannot do that. You can't do that at the end of the game. Losing their cool are some of the Trojan offensive linemen behind the play. As you mentioned, it was marked short, but it was going to be fourth and a yard. More than likely, you would think Potosi might try to just barrel ahead to keep moving the chains, keep spinning this clock down six, but instead they're going to get backed up here as this should be 15 yards marked off here coming up in just a moment. So the ball is going to get moved all the way back to around the 21-yard line, and Potosi, actually, ball's going to be inside the 20 all the way down. It's a spot foul, so mark it all the way back to the 18-yard line, third and forever coming for Potosi.
Boy.
Trojans so far tonight have been the more penalized team. Six penalties now for 45 yards. Perryville has just 2 for 9.
Well, if you thought the pressure was on Potosi before, how about this? Third and 25 as it's put up there on the scoreboard. It's pretty close.
Clock stops as a result of the penalty as well. 4:20 left in the game. Here is third and 25. Play action. Coleman will throw. Swing pass back here to the near side. It's a screen. Miller has a little room as he gets out past the 25, but he's dragged down right at the 30 in play. So the clock will keep spinning. Good job, Carter Dix, Fernando Bajoriquez combine to make the tackle. And the clock is going to keep running, so Perryville is going to elect to keep all three of their timeouts in their back pocket. Not necessarily a terrible thing to do. You do have plenty of time on your side, and Potosi on 4th and 12 will be punting. Blake Henson will boot it away. Back deep for Perryville is Carter Dix, the senior. Snap to Henson's good, and he's going to get a good kickoff.
Nice.
Out past midfield, bouncing inside the 45. It'll take a couple hops around the 40 and work its way down, spinning inside the 35 to about the 33. So, with 3:31 left to play, Class 3 District 1 playoffs first round, Perryville down 6 is going to have to go, as they spot the ball now at the 32, 68 yards in the final 3.5 minutes. To tie this game and then have a chance either by two-point conversion or an extra point kick to maybe win this game.
That's what it's all about, Nathan. And we talked about it in the open. We talked about it all game long. This Potosi secondary, they're going to be challenged at some point. It may be right here. We'll see if the young group can hold strong because 6 points is the difference.
Receiver on the jet motion out of the slot. They hand it off to him, and he's dragged for very little gain that time. Looked like maybe Dylan Holt, the ball carrier, and he has wrapped up for little to no gain. Great job up front again by Amandre Hill. Bryce Reed among those in there to make the stop. They're going to say he lost a yard, as a matter of fact. So now 2nd and 11 coming from the 31 for Perryville, as they've done pretty much all night, two wide to each side. The slot receivers are basically wingback tailbacks, Ussery and Holt, that will come in motion pre-snap and could carry the football. From the pistol, slot receiver far side comes in motion. Doherty will give it to him on the zone read. It's Moran trying to turn the corner, get out past the 35. Does so, but is dropped pretty quickly for very little gain.
Big collision there. Moran and Blake Meese both come up slowly after the hit. It's a gain out to the 37, 6 yards, and third down coming up. Clock still spinning, 2.5 to go in the game.
I mean, yeah, two plays have taken a full minute and 10 seconds off the clock already, so Perryville's got to get moving, and now they're going to burn a timeout. They do have all three timeouts left, but that not exactly how you want to run the two-minute drill when you allow a full minute and 10, 15 seconds to go on just two plays.
While we have the timeout, a reminder that high school football on regional radio is brought to you in part by the UPS store in Festus and Twin City Toyota in Herculaneum. We welcome those of you joining us on AM 800 KREI after the Farmington Knights win their first round game in Class 4 District 1 over Windsor. We've got a dandy here, Class 3 District 1 first round. Potosi Trojans 14-0 lead in the second quarter, took that into halftime, and then Perryville cut it in half. Potosi had a response touchdown drive, and then the last thing you could afford to do, an interception thrown by Potosi quarterback Andrew Coleman, as his team led by two scores with about 6.5 minutes to go, gave Perryville the ball inside the 5-yard line. They scored two plays later, and they have the ball here with 2 minutes and 16 seconds left at their own 37-yard line, but facing third down and 6. Both teams 5-4. Both have won 2 in a row coming into tonight. Whoever makes it 3 in a row will face either Kennett or Donovan next week in the Class 3 District 1 semifinals. Out of the timeout, Perryville ready to go on offense at their own 37, 3rd and 6. Three receivers wide to the far sideline. Receiver near side in motion, Carter Dix. Out of the pistol, Doherty will keep. They'll run quarterback sweep left side. Tries to get around the corner. Lunges out past the 40. He's been knocked down, and he's short of the first down marker.
Yeah, and he's inbounds too, I believe, and that's perhaps what's more important as the clock will now run.
It'll be spinning. They'll mark him down right at the 40. Just a 3-yard gain. Brings up 4th down and 3. And whistles blow, and Perryville will use their second timeout with a minute 54 left in the game. They'll have the ball at their own 40, 4th and 3 coming up in a moment. Stay tuned for the Home Pools and Spas End Zone show tonight, as we will give you the complete scoreboard of games from our area in the first week of the high school football playoffs. And we will talk to all the area coaches as well about tonight's game. Coming up after this one's done, we'll name tonight's Serenity Hospice Care play of the game. Serenity Hospice Care, peace of mind when it matters most. Visit them at serenityhospicecare.org. And we'll also name tonight Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. You can tune in Tuesday night. The Coles Tractor and Equipment Football Roundtable will not only wrap up the first week of high school football playoff action, but look ahead to the district semifinals as well in our area. And a quick peek at the Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear, to remind you that we have state volleyball action tomorrow night over on FM 98.5, J98. St. Genevieve taking on Windsor in the Class 3 state sectionals. Perryville playing Rosati Kane. Our coverage will start at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon on J98. Here's the ball game. 4th and 3, 2 minutes to go. They ran a trick play, perhaps. Nobody was ready, it looked like, for Perryville. Running the quarterback draw is Doherty. He leans forward. He got the first down. Nobody was ready for Perryville for the snap. Doherty just ran ahead and got the first down. He works his way. They're going to spot the ball, I think, right at the 43, and they do give him the first down on 4th and 3. Doherty doing it himself. Extends the drive for Perryville. Clock still spinning. 1.5 minutes to go. Receiver in motion from the slot. That is Ussery. They fake the give to him. They run the sweep here near side. Dawson Camden spins his way out past the 45, but maybe got a yard or two. Good job getting in there. The tackle that time. Devin Marler among those in on the stop. Clock continues to spin. We're under 1:20 to go. Camden that time works his way out to the 46-yard line. So give him 3 yards on the run.
DB's got to be ready for the pass, Nathan. They're going to throw it at some point. You've got to watch and not let anybody get behind you.
End up crediting it as more of a 4-yard gain out to the 47, so 2nd and 6 upcoming. Minute to play. Doherty back to throw. Looking deep down the far sideline. It's incomplete, nearly intercepted. They ran goes that time on the far sideline. Corey Pinson, the sophomore corner for North County, had position and was there to get to the football. Dawson Camden can't get to it in time. It's an incompletion. Camden Looks like he got hurt at the end of that play, so he heads to the sideline. Incompletion brings up third and six, 54 seconds left.
Yeah, and try to get it to that wheel route on the sideline. We'll see what they try to run now. Look like Potosi was ready for that pass. So we'll see what they go to here. Just try to run a different formation on those route combinations. Three receivers to the left.
Receiver, lone receiver here to the near side, Carter Dix. Doherty dropping back to throw out of the gun. Rush coming. He'll dump it off underneath. Pass is caught, but he's stuffed for a loss. Tristan Murdoch made the tackle in space on Fernando Bajoriquez. The clock is going to keep spinning. 40 seconds left. Big loss on the play. Yeah. Perryville will have to burn their final timeout. They do, as the clock will stop with 39 seconds left in the game. Potosi leading 20-14. It's a loss on the play. Looks to be, yeah, a loss of the 4 yards they had gained a moment ago on the run by Dawson Camden. So all the way back to the original line of scrimmage, Perryville, their season will come down to 4th and 10.
Yeah, and that's one of those plays right there. You're probably better served just chucking it out of bounds. And young quarterback in a tough spot right there. I mean, yeah, either got to give your guy a shot downfield or chuck it away, because the Potosi defense was in more of a zone look right there, and they had guys covering that flat and really nowhere for the ball carrier to go once he pulled it in. But regardless, big play here. Fourth down, I mean, that goes without saying, Nathan, of course, but this one's for all the marbles, really. We'll see. I would have to imagine they'll try to move the ball downfield, try to get the ball deep. We'll see. Is Camden out there? Looks like he has returned to the game on the far side.
Potosi beat Perryville earlier this regular season. They beat them in the first round of the district playoffs last year. Can they do it again and earn a rematch in the district semifinals with Kennett, who they lost to last year? Here's your ball game. 4th and 10. Rolling out to the right is Doherty. He'll throw it deep down the field. Nobody's there. The pass might have been intercepted. They'll say it's incomplete. No pick, but any way you spin it, it's a fourth down stop. Potosi holds, and the Trojans, with 32 seconds left, are going to hang on for the 16th time in the last 18 games. They will beat Perryville, and Potosi is going to survive and advance on to the Class 3 District 1 semifinals.
Yeah, just a great performance here tonight by this Trojans team. Wasn't always the easiest. Had to sweat it out down the stretch after they threw the interception, but you really got to tip the cap to the defensive unit of this Trojans ball club, because they really stood tall tonight. They did give up that second touchdown, but it was because they were awarded great field position inside the 10-yard line. So tip of the cap to this Potosi defense for just a sensational performance here tonight. Not something we were expecting, Nathan, but they came and they showed out, and they really held this Perryville team in check.
Andrew Coleman down to one knee. It's the only snap he'll have to take, and that will do it. Potosi improves to 6-4, wins their third in a row. Perryville's 2019 ends with a record of 5-5. The Trojans, again, knock off the Pirates, second time this season, the 16th time in the last 18 meetings. It was a dandy, though, tonight, and Potosi will survive and advance on to the district semifinals next week. The final, Potosi 20, Perryville 14 from Washington County. We'll take a short break, wrap this one up, and send you off to plenty of other coverage of the high school football playoffs on our regional radio stations, so stay tuned for that. Again, the final tonight, Potosi 20, Perryville 14. We'll be back in a moment. This is high school football on regional radio.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors, and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty, and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Cole's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.